If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Boobs. Oh my God. Boobs. Oh my God. Boobs.
I love fake boobs. Oftentimes you find them on strippers.
Strippers are people too. Naked people who may be willing to pleasure you for a price you negotiate later behind the curtain at a VIP room. Besides, there's no need to kill them, because most of them are already dead inside.
Au naturel, baby. That's how I like them. Swing low, sweet chariots.
Let me ask you a question about being a stripper. Can I see your boobs?
I think, frankly, you're out of line with that question.
It's not good for New York, it's not good for America, and it's not good for the entire world. And so, CBS, shame on you. Shame on you, CBS.
So, next up, stay tuned for our special investigative report on the clitoris. Nature's Rubik's Cube.
Come on with the come on.
So let's quit jabbering and let's start jamming.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I don't feel that much in my head, do I?
Roll another one, just like the other one.
The tonic is chronic.
This one seems to be about to quit, and I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
You're really weird, man.
Roll another one.
Marriage one is bad, good,
just like the other one.
All right, are you high?
This one seems to be about to end.
Smoke weed.
I don't have another sin.
Smoking doobies, doobie brothers. I was smoking doobies with my brother.
Do you have any marijuana I'm going to go buy for you?
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
I love.
I just pass it on down.
And now.
Have you ever pooped a balloon?
Our feature presentation.
Boy, God, this weather, I swear.
Yeah.
Drive carefully.
Mm-hmm.
When you go
mm-hmm.
through those puddles, pump your brakes a little after
okay.
you go out of the puddle.
Okay.
Kind of keep them together.
Okay, thank you, Rodney. That's very nice. That's good advice, I think.
All right.
And also, go faster because you're on the roads less amount of time.
Because it's dangerous to be on the roads.
Right.
Right.
That's just common sense, Kevin. You don't have to say that. I mean, everybody pretty much knows that.
And when it's raining, you don't need as much room between you and the car in front of you.
Why is that?
Because that lengthens the time you're on the road. You want to hurry, so get right up on them. Right?
Wait.
Who's
okay,
with
you?
Me?
Lost me on that one.
Got to be really close.
Getting right up on them really gets you there.
Be really close to the car behind, in front of you, because then you make space for other cars that would like to get on the road.
Hmm.
Are you people so selfish you don't understand this?
I did not know that. I just may not understand the science of that. But okay, if you say
it's based in science.
It does sound right.
Because if everybody's got a lot of space between the cars, then, it starts, there's not room for everybody. Got to slow down.
Right.
Get up right on them. You can go faster.
Okay.
And you get
okay.
off the road quicker, and it's much safer.
Well,
oh,
Kevin,
my God, it's raining!
Kevin is a scientist.
I am. That comes from science. I'm not sure. I don't remember where, but it came from science.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Wizard, because I am I don't know the answer to this question either. So burn areas, places that have had horrific wildfires this year, plus torrential downpours, equals what?
Equals avalanches of mud.
Okay.
Who, by the way, are opening the side stage.
I thought good times was the answer.
Good
I thought that's
times.
That's the combination.
Sorry.
There was good times. But apparently,
I didn't know you were looking for a specific answer.
Apparently evacuations are going on, and it's just the worst could still be yet to come for those poor people who have already seen their neighborhoods burned down.
Yeah.
Now they got to deal with this.
I know.
I don't think we've gotten the majority of the rain we're going to get either, right?
No. Tomorrow is supposed to be the day.
No, that's kind of changed
because
there were a lot of winds overnight.
Uh-huh.
So the storm's kind of being blown out, and now they're just saying it's going to taper off this evening.
Excellent.
And there's
good.
Maybe 20% chance of rain Saturday and Sunday.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, that's good news.
That is good news.
Quite a bit, actually.
Because when you do acoustic and it's pouring,
it's not good.
You know, it kind of sucks. You got to stand out in line for will call or whatever.
That's
you know,
right.
You go backstage, everyone's huddling around underneath umbrellas, and it's just you know, it's not a pleasant thing.
Yeah.
Plus, people freak out when it rains in L.A. too,
because they don't follow my driving plans.
Well, not just in driving. I mean, they act like raindrops are radioactive and they'll die if they get one on them.
Well, they are,
which is pretty comical.
Well, you don't know. That's based in science too.
Oh,
yeah. It hit with a raindrop, you get the HIV. I think
we are in Fullerton this morning. Of course, at the Rock and Roll Slide Bar Cafe. The Miss Double Decembers are going to be joining us in just a few minutes.
No,
very excited about this. Been looking forward to the pageant for a long time.
Hey, Bean, that was a week ago. That was last Friday.
What?
Last Friday.
Why don't I remember that?
Oh
my God.
Too much drinking.
Don't you remember that?
I was so looking forward to 20 enormous boobs.
Well, you're going to have to. You can go to KRock.com. You can look at the video again of that day.
Why do we only do that once a year?
Because we're stupid.
Shouldn't there be a Miss January Double D and then a Miss February Double D? I mean, why once a year?
Well, it could be Va-January.
Yeah.
And you got Februaryola. I mean, we could look for different girls.
Let's do Miss Va-January. That's a fantastic. Can you imagine the pictures?
I don't know exactly.
That's
going to
be fantastic.
We couldn't put them up, but we could take them.
Exactly, yeah. We could take them. We could describe them for you.
We could enjoy them.
I love that. That's a great idea.
Okay. All right. What's going on, everybody? Big weekend plans besides acoustic?
No. That's it.
All right.
That's
the whole weekend.
Sure.
I just want to say that once again, Kevin and Bean were right, and once again, you, the fine K-Rock listener, were wrong. Once again, we say it here, and it happens there. Did we not promise on this show yesterday that every single person who was interested in buying tickets for the shows this weekend would be able to, and did that not happen?
We did promise that.
I got a couple of emails.
From people who said, thank you, whatever changes you made this year worked. I have great seats.
Sure.
I was able to buy as many as I wanted for me and my friends.
Yes, that's what they say. Yes.
I'm just saying how great that was this year.
Yeah.
No complaints. Everyone got right through to Ticketmaster. Everyone was able to buy their tickets.
I will tell you, I got an email yesterday morning saying, usually you guys see it's really hard to get tickets, but Bean says everyone's going to get them this year. Is that true?
Well, now that person should write back and go, wow, you were right.
You're totally
right. Yeah. That's right. I mean, I know we have pit tickets to give away for both shows this weekend. But who are we even – I mean, at this point, we're going to be giving people who've never even heard of the station because everyone who wants to go is going.
So we just start calling people randomly?
It's going to be like
phone book? You just point to a name and call them and say, dude, got any plans?
Because if we call our listeners, they'll be like, I already got them.
I already got them.
Your stupid tickets. Yeah.
Got them last night.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's weird because now there are people selling them on eBay to people out of town, people who don't live here, weren't able to buy them. And they're like $5. That's what's crazy is they're just trying to get rid of them now. There's so many tickets.
Wow. I saw $1.99.
Really?
Yep.
$1.99?
Yep. Isn't that crazy?
By the way, this is really sad. I was listening to a local Seattle radio station last night while I was doing the dishes. And they were having their big holiday rock concert. Okay?
Right.
And it was happening last night, and it was, I don't know, three or four acts into the show. And this is their big once a year, their equivalent of the Acoustic Christmas concert.
Right.
And the DJ is on the air, and he says, still time to get here if you want to see X, Y, and Z, some of the bands that are coming on. Come on up. We're broadcasting live from the Everett Event Center.
Still time to get there.
Love to have you. Come on. Tickets available at the door.
Wow.
I was thinking, wow, dude, that hurts.
Well, we're lucky to work where we work then. I would hate to be on the air. Remember when Kiss FM was given away? They were offering people via email, just trying to – people that don't even listen to their station. They go up to restaurants and just wander around with
tickets. Hand out tickets, yeah.
Hey, Power 106, our good friends down the block, they every weekend have been reducing the price of their tickets to try to sell them out for their big – what do they call it, Mike? Is it the Powerhouse show? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Powerhouse
has turned into like Clipper tickets where they actually give you like money back too. You get the tickets and a couple bucks.
You apparently get free parking at the Rose Bowl swap meet along with every purchase of a Powerhouse ticket. I mean, it's got to that point now. It's just, it's crazy.
Well, we don't take much credit for our shows being interesting.
No, not at all.
Thank God some of these bands are booked, Linkin Park and Muse and, you know, all these different bands are going to be playing tomorrow night and Sunday night. And we have tickets. I know you don't need them, but we have tickets in the pit.
In the pit?
For both nights that we're going to give away each hour.
How about that?
So each hour today on the Kevin and Bean Show, in the 6 o'clock hour, you could win pit tickets to both nights.
Cool.
Yeah, just get them and give them to some of your friends who don't even know this kind of music. Since you're already going, you already have yours, just go ahead and share the wealth a little bit.
So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Jeff Ross, comedian, will be in the studio.
He's very funny.
We have Kevin Smith on the program today.
Oh, the Decider joins us?
Always love him.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Got the movie beat today.
Cool.
Because, of course, of course it is Friday, so we'll tell you what new movies are in the theaters. Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins from Foo Fighters were at the Grammy nominations yesterday.
Right.
And they called us from there. And we'll give you some highlights of that in case you missed it just after 6 o'clock. Those two are maybe the coolest two guys in the world.
And you'll enjoy this, too, because you'd think that there might be, I don't know, they might be a certain amount jaded at this point after being, you know, 6 or 7 albums in, after winning a bunch of Grammys, after being nominated almost every year. Still so excited about it. Still a big thrill for them, which is kind of cool to hear from, you know, from professional rock musicians.
And we have a problem we have to take care of today. One of our, one of our family.
What? Phantom Pooper?
What?
Is it Phantom Pooper?
No.
That's not one of our family. I hope.
Is it? No, I just assumed relative. It was Doc, I guess.
No. You don't know. I'm saying I haven't even said what it was yet.
Oh, I was just okay. Getting excited ahead of time. I'm trying to imagine what it could be.
One of our family.
Who's in trouble? Okay.
Is stealing from us.
Oh.
No.
Wow.
Really?
How are you going to come at us like that?
And that needs to stop.
Wow.
So we're going to beat them this morning.
Okay.
Beat them up.
Okay.
Literally.
I don't know what this story is, but does he steal like he used to when he lived back in Mexico?
yes, he does. As a matter of fact.
I can't freaking believe that sold out in like a minute. Dude, I am so pissed off. You guys suck.
It's not fair. Just not right.
Have you played the song yet to call Ticketmaster for acoustic Christmas tickets? I've been up for 72 hours. Please play the song.
I hate you. Oh my God, I had him. I was in the Ticketmaster. I got him. And my credit card was rejected. Oh my God. Ticketmaster sucks. I got tickets to night one, and I get to go see Tom from Angels and Airways sing about the moon and stars and happiness in a mystic land and magic too.
See, everyone happy.
Wow, that's great.
Glad to see that.
Okay.
In the past, we would have people that would call up and complain. But
right.
I don't know what we did this year, but it worked well.
Everyone got tickets.
Yes.
Because it's an infinite amount of seats at the Gibson Amphitheater.
That is correct. That's why we feel stupid giving away our pit tickets today, but we got them, so we might as well.
We'll just burn them off.
Yeah.
It's the biggest venue in the world. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
If you've never been to the Gibson, especially since they remodeled it, it's like 3 Rose Bowls. So really, anyone who wants to get in can get in.
Read
so
yesterday, 8 times the size of Wembley.
Did you really?
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's no surprise then that everybody was able to get them. It's 5:49 on the Kevin and Bean Show. That interview with Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins from Foo Fighters from right at the very end of yesterday's show coming up for you after 6. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Friday morning.
Ready for the latest Britney Spears pregnancy rumor?
Oh, boy.
As long as it's that she's not pregnant.
Well. Well, not anymore.
What?
Apparently, the latest rumor is swirling around MySpace and other sources is that she's already miscarried.
Oh! Oh, no. Is that just covering their asses because she was never pregnant?
I have no idea.
Huh.
Kevin, pregnancy doesn't have anything to do with your ass. I know you're not familiar with it, but...
That's not what I was... Yeah, apparently, there's a lot of rather uncredible stories that are swirling around the internet. Regarding her pregnancy and her rumored miscarriage, but looks like she's partying regardless whether she's pregnant or not.
Well, that's a given.
She partied until 4:30 a.m. last weekend for her 26th birthday. And this week she's been looking for a new home, apparently. She's been touring homes throughout the Brentwood and Westwood area.
Imagine being her realtor trying to make her happy with whatever house she's in.
I was watching TMZ.com last night, or TMZ TV. Mm-hmm. And they were showing her going from house to house, looking at houses, and just being followed by a huge
throng.
Yeah, I can't even find the words to describe how many paparazzi were just following her from house to house. And I was thinking, what do you feel like if you're the neighbors of the house that's up for sale, and that's just she hasn't even bought the house yet, and they're already trampling all through your gardens and all over your lawn and jumping on your fences.
I would figure out a way to come out of my house and be a total a-hole so she wouldn't want to live next to me. That's what I would do. You have
How can you out a-hole Britney Spears?
Well, I don't
know.
What
are you going to do? It's going to, I can't put up with that behavior. I can't live next to this guy.
Shoot people.
You come out in your front yard, you just squat.
Yeah. That would work too.
She would just hike up her dress and join you. That's
all. Hey, that looks great.
Hey, you're my kind of people.
I'm
y'all.
The man. I'll take it.
Let's go skinny dipping in the cement pond. Ellie Mae and Jethro. Get some vittles.
Close your leg, bitch!
Freaking hillbilly. Yeah, so There's your Britney Spears update. Someone emailed me and said, if you talk about Britney Spears one more time, I'm never listening to the show again. It's like,
all right.
Dude,
see ya.
How do you not talk about Britney Spears?
Bye now.
She does take orders pretty much. I mean, every day she delivers something.
Right. It's like I'm telling the same story over and over again.
Never. That's what's good about her.
She's like a bakery every day. Oh, I smell that freshly baked BS from Britney Spears. Speaking of Britney, now she's got a new habit. She likes to randomly swap clothes with people.
Didn't she do that in a nightclub or
a strip club?
Or
she did at a strip club, and according to Us Weekly magazine, last week, she switched outfits with a waitress at a Hollywood restaurant.
People sitting there waiting for their food.
Yeah. She liked the waitress's jean skirt and halter top, and so swapped her pirate dress that she was wearing for that.
She was wearing a pirate dress.
Yeah. You know, it's like one of those puffy top dresses with the, it's off the shoulder.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nicole Calvin's the name of the waitress. I almost said actress, so I'm probably right. She is now auctioning the pirate dress complete with Britney's bra that she also traded with her on eBay. So you
Why
can get
not?
The whole outfit.
That's the right thing to do.
If you're so inclined.
Giddy up.
By the way, it's happy. I obviously no acoustic Christmas tickets on eBay this year.
I know, that is good,
is
too.
Which is very fresh.
Because that's angry when you see
it. Yeah, oh, people get so furious when they see that. But this year.
I searched last night, I searched this morning, not one.
Don't have that problem.
It's good.
But with Jessica Sierra of American Idol, she was on season 4.
I don't recognize that name. Did she go high?
Did she go
high? I mean,
high?
Was she in the top 10? Or?
She is high.
I mean, she might have been in the top 10.
She was in the top 10, yeah.
Okay.
She's in a mess of trouble.
Yeah.
Got into more trouble this week in Florida when she picked a fight in a bar and then she got arrested and started calling the arresting officers the N-word.
Oh,
and
good.
Fighting. Threw up in her holding cell. She was so loaded.
Oh, good.
Well, she pled not guilty yesterday to charges of drug possession, resisting arrest, and violating parole. As they arrested her and she resisted as she violated her parole and then they found cocaine on her, she pled not guilty.
She didn't do any of it.
To all that. Great. If you go to, I think TMZ.com has it, there's a recording. I don't know how they got it, but it's her calling her aunt from jail saying, I don't even know why the F they arrested me.
Wow.
And her aunt says, well, you shouldn't get in fights in bars. I didn't fight anybody except for the cops, stupid effing crackers. She calls
them. So F you, you effing bitch.
You know who my favorite celebrity arrest is? The role model, I think, for all other celebrities. And we've seen a lot of them this year.
Mel.
Is Kiefer Sutherland, who said, I did it, I'm responsible for it, I'm embarrassed, I will serve my sentence, and I apologize to my fans, and I'll be back soon. And then went to jail, and you never heard
right,
people about
what's
it.
The fun of that?
I'm just saying, why can't more celebrities do that? He's freaking Kiefer Sutherland. This chick didn't make it on American Idol, and she's throwing this kind of a tantrum.
Ty Pennington, too, right? He took that same approach.
Yeah, he took his lumps.
Yeah, and then, then it's over.
You're saying he said it, he meant it, he's here to represent it?
Oh. That's exactly what I'm saying, Ralph. Yes, thank you.
We had to put it in a cheer, that would be the
That's how we should live our lives. I absolutely agree. Oh, great news. Lauren, Spencer, Brody, and Heidi will be back. MTV has announced the Hills will return for a fourth season.
Yes! Yay!
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother.
I admit that I have fallen off the Hills bandwagon. I have not been watching the second half of the season. Have I been missing? Has it been great?
I don't know. I stopped halfway through as well.
It's
I couldn't
great.
Take it anymore.
I couldn't climb on the Hills bandwagon. How'd you fall off?
The problem is once you see it, you've seen it. So it's just
more
of the
same. Yeah, that's kind
of
my feeling.
Just
more
of the same.
If I wanted to watch stupid people talk,
you'd sit in here.
I would linger in the halls of K-Rock. Absolutely. It's just ridiculous. Ah, good news. Jessica Alba and Cash Warren are still together.
Cash Warren. I thought they broke up.
Private Eye. No, apparently they were canoodling at a Toronto Raptors game this week, and Us Weekly magazine has the photos. Well, the Raptors are red hot.
Toronto Raptors.
Yeah. What sport do they play?
NBA.
Is that basketball?
Field hockey.
I think it's basketball.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with that team. It's weird. I don't know if they ever do well.
Well, they don't play in America.
I don't see a lot of coverage on the Raptors.
No, not much.
You don't. And this is an interesting list. AOL has released their list of the sexiest women on TV ever.
Sexiest ever.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting. I think they've got about 30 of them. I'll just give you the top 10. You know, in the history of television, there's been a lot of sexy broads.
Sure.
Sure.
So I think this is a pretty good cross-section. Number 10, Tina Louise of Gilligan's Island. She played Ginger.
Yes.
Ginger
Nothing
on this show.
Yes.
She was
Nothing
pretty freaking hot.
Yes.
When you watch that show, even today, if you watch the reruns, you're like, damn.
Yeah.
How long would she last on the island with me before I had her bent over a coconut tree? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Bean always wanted the professor.
Oh, well, sure.
Who's his choice?
The professor had to be doing it with her. I mean,
I don't think so.
Of the available men, though, it had to be the professor. It was not going to be Mr. Howell or Gilligan.
Professor was all neck up, man. Yeah. I don't think he had any. I think he was asexual. He might have been a bit of a mo, actually.
Well, she took the lead with him.
You think?
Who else is she going to sleep with?
It's got to be Mr. Howell.
No,
he's old and was wretched.
She's a money grubbing whore, Ginger Grant.
That is true.
All she was into is fame and money.
Well, he's the only one with money. You're right.
He chopped off his monocle at Ascot and put in work on Ginger and Marianne.
Could be.
Marianne, by the way, was 11th. List. Just got nudged out of the top 10 by Ginger. Yet once again.
Oh, that's unfair. Yeah.
Gilligan standing outside the hut looking in, trying to get a peek, but not getting any.
Yeah. He's sad. Using that big white hat of his. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't have any idea what that means, but
dry stiff afterwards. That's all I'm saying. Oh. You know, like some guy's using athletic sock. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now we do.
You get what I'm saying?
We wish we didn't.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
We wish we didn't.
Do you have any idea what I'm saying?
A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
I wish you guys would listen to me. Oh, my wish is granted. Catherine Bach from Dukes of Hazzard, Daisy Duke, number 9 on the list. Catherine Heigl from Grey's Anatomy, number 8 on the list.
Sure.
This is an all-time list, and she made number 8.
All-time.
It's pretty hot.
Good with me.
Come on.
But you know my memory. All-time goes back about 6 years.
Yeah. Barbara Eden, Jeannie, and I Dream of Jeannie. If you ever watch that freaking show, come on with the come on there. She's so hot. And huge cans.
Yeah.
And she would do whatever you wanted to do if you were her master.
That's the important
thing. She had to. She was forced to.
Diana Rigg from The Avengers. I don't know if you've ever seen that show or not. But,
do you know her? No.
Emma Peel in that leather cat suit. She was a spy. It was a British show. Oh, man, smoking hot. Evil and Gory is number 5 on this list. Can you believe that?
No.
I mean, she's a good-looking broad.
Right, she is good-looking.
All time? Yeah. History of television?
Nah.
Heather Locklear, number 4.
That's what I'm talking about.
From all of her work in Melrose Place and T.J. Hooker and Dynasty across the board. She's a TV sexy icon, that's for sure. Number 3, Linda Carter, Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Packed into that Wonder Woman outfit. Pretty spectacular.
Should just squeeze into that.
Number 2, Farrah Fawcett, as you can imagine, of course, one of the legendary TV sex icons from Charlie's Angels.
Can I guess? I have a real guess.
Number 1, sexiest woman ever on television in the history of the medium.
Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson, indeed, Kevin. Well done.
Kevin, come on.
And I think they got that right.
Giddy up.
For pure sex appeal, you'd be hard-pressed to find something hotter than Pammy.
Yep.
Who is aging remarkably well.
She is.
And by all accounts, lives a life of just party hardy marty. Okay. Today's celebrity birthdays. Tim Butler, bassist for the Psychedelic Furs, is 49 years old today. I only say that because I got a bunch of emails yesterday from people saying, we're Psychedelic Furs fans. You better mention Tim Butler's birthday. So I don't want to. I don't want to, you know, earn the scorn of the Furs fans. So
no,
there you go.
I'll take you down.
C. Thomas Howell.
Yeah,
he used to be an actor. See The Outsiders and stuff like that. He was in those. 41 years old today. Shiri Appleby. She was Liz Parker on Roswell, one of Bean's favorite shows. She's 29 years old today. And Aaron Carter turns 20. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We're also going to do an old game that we came up with a long time ago, and it's way twisted. It's bad. But it's Naked with Grandparents.
Aww.
So,
why is that bad? That says the holidays to me. That's how I know it's starting to get close to Christmas, is that we start having the K-Rock listeners come down with pictures of them naked with one of their grandparents. Come on.
Okay, now here's the $10,000 question. The listener has to be naked.
Right.
That's correct.
The grandparent...
No.
We insist that they not be naked.
They are not allowed to be naked ever.
Be a lot harder. That's what she said.
I think it's fine. I think it's plenty difficult the way it is.
It's more difficult that way.
Right. It's plenty difficult the way it is to convince your grandma or grandpa to be in a photo with you while you're naked, Kevin. We don't, for God's sakes, we don't want the old people to be naked. The only reason we do this is we're hoping there's some hot chick out there who go get a picture with her grandma.
Yeah,
that's why we do it.
I know, but it's always a dude. Although last year the girl that won, or 2 years ago, whenever we did this last, she came in, she won the tickets, the first person to get that picture and bring it down to K-Rock.
Yes.
You get a pair of pit tickets for both nights.
Sweet.
Tomorrow night and Sunday night. The girl that came in a couple of years ago, we did it, she came in and she said after she got here, she got the tickets, oh yeah, my grandma's blind. She couldn't see. So she had no idea that her granddaughter was next to her naked when they took the picture.
Well, I say it's brilliant.
Yeah, you got to give her credit for the fighting the loophole in the game. But I think this year we're going to want your grandparents to be able to see. Not that
Correct.
We can check. Not that there's any way we ever have to find out.
But no blindness.
Okay. Here's what, and by the way,
we're outlawing blindness. We're saying stop it.
And if we'll go blind by seeing you naked, then please don't participate either. All right. Here it is again. It's very, very simple. Lots of ways to win. We got tickets for you in the pit for both nights, every single hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. But the one we're most looking forward to is Naked with Grandparents. And it's you naked, okay, in a photo with one of your grandparents. Now, first person to come down to K-Rock, you can call Dave and get the address. If you don't know where we are, you will win the tickets in the pit. But here's my question to you. Do they have to print it out and bring it down, or can they bring it, just show it on a camera, or how does that work?
Sure.
I would think if they brought their digital camera, as long as they allow
That'd
us to have it and post it online, right?
Right.
Well, we wouldn't show their naughty bits, but yeah, we'd need the photo. So.
We need the photo.
Yes.
And we may not want the photo.
We need the proof.
Don't be offended if we don't want it, but we're just saying we need that option.
We need to see it because that's
right.
how you win the tickets. So
right.
Naked with your grandparents is one of the many ways to win your tickets this morning. And as Kevin mentioned, we have a game you can play in about 10 minutes or so to win them. If you're a big fan of the music that's going to be played on stage this weekend, stick around for that.
What Would Tyler Durden Do is the website that we got this one from. It is a story about Donald Trump and tipping.
Oh, okay.
There's a girl that works in Santa Monica.
Monica!
Apparently, Donald Trump walked into the restaurant that she worked at and asked her what's the biggest tip she's ever received.
Oh, really?
She said it had to be maybe Jerry Bruckheimer, who had a $1,000 bill and tipped $500.
Oh, that's pretty generous.
Nice.
Jeez.
According to this story, Donald Trump left a $10,000 tip.
What?
No.
A $10,000 tip.
I know he's, hey, look at me, but really?
Well, you could see he was setting up for that when he walked in and said,
right.
What's the biggest tip?
But did
right.
well, you think he'd go like 2,000?
Well, let's ask him. I mean, we have him on the line. Let's ask him what the hell's going on here.
Oh, my God.
Donald?
Mr. Trump, was there too much setup?
What? Hello?
Are you all right?
Who is this?
Are you suggesting that we went on too long before we came to you?
No.
All right.
Not at all. That was crisp.
It's Kevin and Bean. We're calling from K-Rock.
Naked with Grandma.
Yes.
Did I win?
Yes, sir.
No.
No.
Why don't you do a thing called Naked with Daddy?
Nope.
So Ivanka can win some tickets.
Oh, dear
no,
God, no.
Come on.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is,
she's
but not in a photo.
Hot girl.
Right, but not in a photo with you. You might just try to marry her. We
that
don't want
be
that.
Hot.
You're
no,
her dad.
No, no.
Yes.
Listen, Mr. Trump, here's the reason we're maybe you dozed off. You didn't hear the intro. We want to find out if this story about you at the Buffalo Club in Santa Monica is true. Does that sound familiar to you?
I was at the Buffalo Club in Santa Monica.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And,
yes.
And you left a big tip. Did that happen?
$10,000.
You left a $10,000 tip.
I am the biggest tipper ever in the history of tipping, and anyone who's ever given a gratuity for someone for services rendered has never topped the ability that I have to give money to randomly people who bring me food and a beverage.
Now,
it's quite a category.
It is a category.
I'm the best.
Now, how much was your bill, if you don't mind my asking?
$9.95.
$9.
Oh, no.
I had a half a Cobb salad.
Okay.
Okay. That seems to us that you may have overtipped that server a little bit.
I don't care. I am so stinking rich, I don't even feel it. I'm having breakfast right now. Hey, Jesus, you. Cleaning up the dirty plates. Here's $1,000,000.
Oh, you're not. What? You're not.
Did I just gave an immigrant $1,000,000.
No, you did not.
I did.
What restaurant are you in?
Bill's. Bill's Diner.
Okay. But, Donald, let me ask you this. Isn't it really just a way to get your name in the paper and to say, hey, look at me, check me out? You haven't been paying attention to my last.
I'm one of the most famous people in the world. I don't need extra publicity.
Right.
Okay.
Everyone knows me. Everyone loves me. I don't need extra publicity.
Okay, but if the bill was $9.95, a $200 tip would have been just monstrous beyond belief.
But I gave her $10,000.
Well, that means look at me. I hope the story gets out. Wow, look at me.
Look at the size of my Johnson.
Okay.
I am financially well hung.
Right.
That's what that means.
Okay.
But isn't it more, hey, no one's watching The Apprentice anymore, and I've got a new season coming soon. I need to get some publicity somehow?
No, it means Jerry Bruckheimer. That's what it means.
I see.
With
okay.
his CSI, with his successful TV shows. Bruck him.
Because he's got successful shows and you don't.
I understand one of the people on your show does an impression of me. Is that true?
Yes, we have a young man named Ralph who's very talented in the voice department.
No, I heard it was a broad who does it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Lisa does it, too.
Lisa also does you. Yeah, that's right.
Can I hear a little of her impression, please?
Sure. Lisa, you want to do your Donald Trump for Donald?
I tip the most money in the world, and I have the best hair ever. Come watch my show. It's the best show in the world.
Pretty good, huh?
What do you think? Do I have a job?
Donald?
Can I be you when you're not you?
Holy crap.
Time Bean speaks, it ruins the conversation we're having.
What are you talking about? We're just making conversation with the interns.
636, Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. And we have pit tickets for you for both nights of K-Rock's Almost to Christmas 2007, which, of course, tomorrow night and Sunday night. And if you can't go, we're going to webcast it. So check on that.
Okay.
That's a good deal. As a matter of fact, we have a way for you to win every single hour. We told you about Naked with Grandma or Grandpa a few moments ago. That is still up and running. We'll give you a chance to stump Rodney later on the show today. We've got a bunch of stuff planned. But right now, this is a little game we like to call Don't Forget the Lyrics to the Spelling Bee. Is that right? What's it called? I don't know what it's called.
Don't Forget the Singing Bee Lyrics.
Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics.
Now it's time for America's favorite new game show. Don't forget the singing bee lyrics with your host, Wayne Fatone.
Welcome, Wayne.
How y'all doing today?
Very good. How are you?
Could not be more excited.
Now, inexplicably, this has been the sensation of the year. These shows on TV where lyrics are sung or played, and then the contestant has to continue with whatever the next words are that are supposed to be sung. And if you do it, you win. And that's, I guess, how our game is played. Right, Wayne?
Wow. Well put. Very clear and concise. I don't know what the hell you just said.
All right. We're going to play a part of a song. You have to continue where it cuts off.
You sing along with the song. The music stops. You keep going.
Correct.
That's how it works. Yeah. Woohoo!
All right, who do we have first?
First, we have that guy.
We have Jason in Riverside. Good morning, Jason.
Morning.
Sorry.
No, the one time you don't want to let me do it, and I don't have the list in front of me.
Say good morning to Wayne Fatone, please.
Good morning, Wayne Fatone.
Good morning, Jason. How are you feeling this morning?
Pretty good.
Are you excited?
On? Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play a song for you. You got to sing along. When the music stops, you got to keep going, okay?
All right.
Your song is Angels and Airwaves, Everything's Magic, okay?
Okay. Now, we can't replay it, so you're going to have to listen closely to the first part of the song. So hear this, please, and watch as your heart beats endlessly. What's the next part?
Everything's magic. Look for the stars
as the sun goes down. Yeah, not so much.
Aww. No,
let's try though. You can just sing the title over and over again. That'd be very exciting.
That's a decent guess if you don't have any idea.
Exciting guess.
At least he tried.
Is everything very exciting?
Yes!
All right. Let's go.
Mike is in Pomona. He's on line two. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Mike, good morning. Say hi to Wayne.
Hello, Kevin and Bean for the Kevin and Bean Show.
Mike, your song is going to be from Muse. It's called Starlight. Are you ready?
All right, yeah.
Sing along! This starlight, I will be chasing
a starlight. I'll be taking that starlight. I put people don't care where if I live on. But to the end of my life,
I don't know if it's worth it anymore. Oh, so very close. Very close, Mike.
I'll tell you the one thing that we have found out from doing these games is guys are horrible with lyrics. Almost always girls that win. Let's go to Michelle in Pomona. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Michelle. Are you excited?
Yes, I am. Very excited.
Are you a Linkin Park fan?
Yeah.
Well, here's your song, One Step Closer.
Here you go. I cannot take this anymore. Saying everything I said before. And then it goes...
I have no idea.
Ah! All these words, they make no sense. I found this in ignorance. And after I gave that big speech about girls. Excellent.
Yeah, no kidding.
Once again, Kevin, showing how much you know about women.
Very knowledgeable.
Very exciting.
Soyini.
What?
Hey! Yeah.
Soyini, right?
Yes, good morning.
Soini.
How do you like that, Wayne?
I had that last night.
Hey, Soini, are you a little boy or a little girl?
I'm a little girl.
Little girl. Okay. Girl. Then you got an advantage here. Good luck. Girl. Here we go.
Your song is by Bad Religion. It's called Infected.
You and me have a disease. You infect me. You infect me.
And then it goes.
And then you sing.
Oh, no.
I'm afflicted, you're addicted, you and me, you and me.
By the way, just for the record, these are not the smallest hits of
the band. No, these are the hits.
These are not obscure.
These are popular songs. These are
the
big hits.
These are the biggest
songs, the biggest parts of the biggest
songs. They are very excited.
Guys, we're in sudden death at this point, which means no longer a need for a drawing. I'm sorry. The first person who is able to complete the lyrics, Wayne, is going to be winning tickets in the pit for both nights for this weekend's shows.
Damn, that's exciting!
Corey and Fillmore, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Sudden death. You just got to get it right. You win pit tickets for both nights.
Corey, are you excited?
I am damn excited.
Are you a fan of Modest Mouse?
Oh, God, no.
All right, well, here's your song called Float On.
I think you make you took every last time with that game.
All right.
And then it's... And we done brands that have her home, my hair.
It was worth it just to learn some slide of hand.
It was worth it just to learn some sleight of hand. Thank you.
Bob Dylan on a phone.
If any of the musical acts playing this weekend are listening right now, it's going to really depress them how much time they take to craft their lyrics that people instantly forget.
All right, let's go to Tracy in Arleta. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Tracy, you don't sound excited.
How you doing, Kevin and Bean? What's up?
Wayne, it's not possible for anyone to be as excited as you are.
You got to be excited!
All right. Pit tickets for both nights. The first person to get it right. Here's the beginning of your song.
Oh, teenage hopes arrive at your door. Left you in the thing, but they want some more.
Oh, what's the rest of the song?
Well, O is correct, but then some...
Oh, it's on in my heart. I can't do it.
Changing your heart. Yeah, sorry. Thank you for the call.
Oh, jeez. Wow. What are we doing now?
Who's up next?
Guillermo in Norwalk.
Guillermo.
Listen to Bean moan and we can move on with the game.
Good morning, Guillermo. Well, he doesn't have the enthusiasm.
He's not excited.
Do.
He is not excited.
I'm excited.
Guillermo's excited. Guillermo, you got to sing a song by Paramore called Misery Business, all right?
All right.
And this, again, we're sudden death. You get this, you win both nights in the pit.
Okay.
Here you go. And then she said,
come on, Guillermo. You can do it, dude.
Oh, I got it now.
Who's up next?
Wayne,
come on.
Wayne, you are this close to going to the show with us this weekend.
Shane in Redlands. Good morning.
Shane.
Good morning.
Shane, here's your song. It's by Jimmy Eat World. A little song called Pain.
All right.
It's a lie. Kiss me.
All right.
I couldn't even hear that at all.
That's a shame.
I could not hear it.
Dude, it was the same for everyone else. Sorry.
Oh, I could hear the other song, but I couldn't hear that one.
That's very exciting.
Here's
the...
I want to thank everyone for playing.
What do? We still have the pit tickets.
I don't know.
I guess we have to give them away later. Wayne, I'm sorry. You're a disappointment to me and to Kevin and to
Wayne.
The listeners and to your family.
It's the listeners.
What do we do now?
We're going to have to double up next hour.
I don't like you people. You're not exciting.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. We just tried to give away tickets for both nights in the pit for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007.
Desperately. We tried desperately.
We had a game. No one got the lyrics. Zero people.
Everyone forgot the Singing Bee lyrics.
But
it was a disaster.
But we also sold for a different game, which is Naked with Grandparent. And it scares me that K-Rock listener Mo is already here.
We figure around 9 o'clock somebody would roll in with a photo.
Mo has a photo of him naked with his grandpa.
It's not even 7 o'clock yet. I think Mo had that photo yesterday.
I
had that
too.
Photo a year ago. He's
creepy.
Had that photo his whole life.
That's Mo,
creepy.
How you doing, Mo?
How's it going, guys?
How do you pull that off so quickly?
You know,
does he live with you?
We live by each other. So,
okay. And how do you break that news to him?
That this hour in the morning.
Hey, Grandpa, I got to take a picture and I got to be naked.
Grandpa, get up. I got to get naked with you.
You guys were there. What was that?
How'd you do it, Mo?
I actually went over to the house. I said, you know what? I want to get these tickets and can I take a picture with you naked? He's like, okay. You know, he was really cool with it. I mean,
your grandpa didn't say,
what's wrong with you, Mo?
Well, he started asking me questions like, you know, did you get naked, you know, in a store? He saw me on TV before, so I guess he thinks now.
Have you been naked on TV before?
No, okay. I haven't. Not that I'm aware of.
Who took the picture?
His attendant.
That's a great question. His attendant meaning like a nurse?
Yes.
Female or male?
How old is your grandfather, Mo?
He's 84.
God so bless him. He just loves his grandson. And he says, "Yeah, whatever you need me to do, I'll help you with."
He's so supportive. What can I tell you?
Female or male attendant?
I didn't answer that already. It's a female.
Oh yes.
Smoking.
I'm
jealous.
Whatever you need to believe.
No, I'm just saying. Be a little more embarrassing.
I spend lots of time over there because
of course.
Of course.
I love that it's embarrassing.
Let's have Psycho Mike check the picture because, you know, it's two guys. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I don't want to take a look at the picture.
And Mike loves these pictures, doesn't he?
He does.
I got two pictures, Mike, if you want to see
them. Two?
Just in case.
Mike is going to verify that Mo is in fact naked.
One's a close up,
he has different poses.
Oh, oops, that was about right.
Seriously. All right, your grandpa's behind you in this photo. What's going on there?
Oh, stop it, Bean.
Mike, does it qualify?
Mo is a bona fide winner.
Bona fide in the photo? Yeah. All right, now here's what we're going to do. Since we just did a game a second ago and got no winners, we're going to give Mo tickets for both nights.
Okay.
Pit tickets.
Wow.
Saturday
so
and
much.
Sunday. You win.
Please come dressed.
You earned it, dude. Congratulations.
But you have to take the attending nurse from your grandpa.
I'll do my best.
Okay. All right. And we're going to continue the contest. I'm sure there are other people out there who were trying to get naked with grandpa or grandma and bring a picture down to K-Rock. We're going to say the next person down still gets tickets to both nights because we couldn't give them away a second ago.
Beautiful. Perfect. Okay.
So, Mo, you win, and we're still looking for naked with grandparent. We would prefer a hot female, but any way it works out is fine.
Sure.
Thank you, you're the man.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you, Mo. Thank
Congratulations,
you,
Mo.
Congratulations.
Well done.
That's beautiful. That is well done, man. That guy worked it.
Not too fast for my liking, I've got to tell you.
All right, it's 6:57 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Friday morning. Ralph, what are people talking about?
I just want to know what that conversation was like.
Me
Seriously.
Too.
Waking Grandpa up at that hour.
I'm going to get naked!
Seriously, and he's like taking off his clothes. Seriously, just stand there, Grandpa. Just stand there. Here, nurse, take the picture.
What concert? Just don't worry about it.
Mo, you're a disappointment to everyone in the family.
The picture is Grandpa's still in his robe and stuff. He's got, like, sleep in his eyes. It's awesome.
Oh, man.
Grandpa's like,
what was that?
I'm sorry.
No, seriously, Grandpa, I need to get naked.
I live this long to see this.
Yeah.
My grandson pimping out his villi for some concert tickets.
Both nights in the pit, though.
You're a tragic, tragic person, Mo.
Would have been sad. John Mayer, you know him.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Big, successful recording artist. Could bang anybody once.
Mm-hmm.
And well, does.
By the way, has been dating Minka Kelly from Friday Night Lights.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's a good choice right there.
She's unbelievable.
But the New York Post says recently at a party last Tuesday night, John approached a woman he met at the party and confessed that he had a crush on her for the past 2 years.
Okay.
That woman, Ricky Lake.
What?
No. No.
Ricky Lake.
I'm sorry. I thought you were still talking about the John Mayer story and the crush.
He ran into Ricky Lake at a party last Tuesday night, confessed that he had a crush on her for the past 2 years. Word is they
God damn it! No!
Word is they immediately bonded, exchanged numbers, and hung out all night long.
You know, she was fat.
Now.
She's all that.
See?
Yeah.
See what happened?
Okay. But if you're banging slash dating Minka Kelly, don't you at that point forget that Ricky Lake exists?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't go from Minka to Stinka. You know what I'm saying? Do you know
No
what I'm
way!
Yeah, that was pretty clear. Joe Simpson apparently isn't too happy with his daughter Ashley's choice in boyfriends. Star Magazine claims he is not thrilled with Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy. So much so that he has banned Wentz from any of the family holiday celebrations.
Oh.
The tabloid says that Daddy's skeptical about the relationship and believes that there may be some truth to the rumors that are swirling around that Pete has attempted suicide before and may be a closeted bisexual. Closeted? Wait a minute, hold on. Joe, let me explain to you the concept of the closeted bisexual. That would be someone where you didn't suspect that they were secretly...
Right, they're hiding it.
Eating the sausage.
Like you would in a closet. They're hiding.
That'd be closeted, as opposed to Mr. Wentz, who has said publicly he wishes he was gay.
Sure.
And
why does he imagine that he's dating Ashley? Then, I mean, what is his concern? I mean, the guy's got his own money. What is he worried about?
He's an a-hole from the beginning.
Yeah.
Remember, that's the guy
that was
jealous.
Maybe he wants Ashley all to himself.
He's the guy that was going on and on about Jessica's boobs.
Oh, she's so hot. She's got these big, beautiful boobs and a perfect ass.
That's so wrong.
Why are the Three Stooges here?
Because it's scary.
Oh, sorry, Bean.
Oh, that's too bad.
What now?
Us Weekly Magazine and their story about High School Musical 3.
What's going on with My Sweet Zach?
Interviewed Kenny Ortega, the director of the film, and says, yes, the entire cast will be back for the sequel, but since it's their senior year, they'll have graduation and prom, but this will probably be the last High School Musical film for the cast.
No! God damn it, no!
You're so gay.
Sweet Zach does not need High School Musical, all right? He's moving on to bigger and better things. He's already scored with Hairspray. He's going to have plenty of other work beyond this.
The homosexual is right.
Yes. Good luck, Zach. And maybe someday you'll grow hair on your chest. Won't that be exciting?
Not for Bean.
You can always wish.
Turn it in then.
You wake up Christmas morning and Santa will give you a hairy chest. You freaking homo.
You're so gay.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Tim Butler from the Psychedelic Furs is 49 years old today. C. Thomas Howell.
Oh, yeah.
Who, of course, Psycho Mike was talking off the air. Not only was he in The Outsiders and E.T., but truly, the classic C. Thomas Howell movie has to be Soul Man.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
He's a white dude who dresses up as a black fellow to try to get a scholarship to Harvard.
Yeah, they could have hired a makeup artist for that movie.
He smears some brown shoe polish on his face and puts on a bad sort of Jimmy J.J. Walker wig, bad Afro wig, and fools everybody into thinking he's black.
Doesn't look 1% black in the movie.
Remarkable.
Who was the hot African-American actress in that movie? Yes, Radon Chong in that film. Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
She was hot.
Shiri Appleby celebrates her 29th birthday today, and Aaron Carter turns 20. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Want to thank the K-Rock listeners who got online at 5 o'clock and then again at 6 o'clock to sell out both nights of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007. All your money is going to be going to some phenomenal charities. Details are at krock.com. And we are giving away your final pairs of tickets, and they're in the pit all morning long. In fact, every hour this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have tickets you can win. For instance, still up and running, and we do have a competition. If you're the first or the next person, I should say, to show up at K-Rock, and you're naked in a photo with your grandma or grandpa, you win tickets in the pit. For instance, that's still up and running, and we got a game you can play in about a half an hour or so here to win them too on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock.
Lighting's in the other room trying to Photoshop that guy's photo, by the way, so we can put it up online.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Not going to take a lot of Photoshopping, if you know what I mean.
Oh, how are you coming to Mo like that?
You know, people send stuff to us here at K-Rock occasionally. You know, we'll get like a screener for a new movie or perhaps, a preview of a TV show, stuff like that comes in because they want us to watch it or whatever, talk about it. Whatever. But we have a problem lately, and that is that Dave, the King of Mexico, our phone screener, he opens the mail, takes what he wants, goes home with it, doesn't even tell us about it.
Yep.
Did somebody order Mexican?
I don't know how this came to be, but were we not paying attention for a long time? Or we never – what? How did it happen? Because Dave's been taking stuff home like crazy.
No, it's weird that he's a brown man, yet he somehow has created a black hole of mail that is sent to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Listen. This all started with the screeners, which I supposedly never offered you guys, and you guys accused me of just taking them home.
Oh, yes. All of the screeners that you had at home?
All the fall TV screeners.
Yeah,
yeah.
That I had and I viewed. And none of us knew
about? That I did for research for the show.
And none of us knew about it, though. That's the point.
No, the thing is, I offered to guys, anyways,
sent us something and it didn't sound like we got it, I would suggest raiding Dave's house. It's going to be in there someplace.
No kidding.
Or Kevin's backseat party.
Don't blame it on me, dude. I don't take stuff without telling people. You're the only one that sneaks stuff out in the night.
That's not true.
But Dave, you do know, and we'll talk specifically about the one thing that you took home that nobody can believe that you didn't let us know had arrived. But you do know that when people send stuff to the show, essentially they're sending it to Kevin, Bean, Ralph, and Lisa to look at and see if it's something that can be useful for the program, right? It's not really just, hey,
and,
here's entertainment for Dave this weekend.
No, I always give you guys everything. Everything. I've always give you guys crap, and you guys are like, nah, I don't want it. So then we just toss it aside.
See, okay, so here's what happened. Let me just translate Dave because I speak Dave. He'll offer us something bad every once in a while, and we'll say, no thanks. That to him is a blanket statement. Okay, you don't want anything? Fine. I'll take all the good stuff home myself.
It is interesting that Dave tells us when we get a $1 off coupon for an oil change. That he says, hey, guys, anyone want this? And we say, no, Dave, you go ahead. But somehow if it's the complete Sopranos DVD box set, right. Believe me, we never hear about that.
It's in Dave's house. Now, Dave, did we get a package from, I don't know where,
It came from the Czech Republic. Yeah, a big box.
We got a big box from the Czech Republic.
Ooh, interesting.
Which was kind of scary. It was a scary looking box.
So you did what we expected, which is you opened it, saw what it was, and took it home immediately.
Yeah, because I figured you guys aren't going to use it.
Okay,
this is,
before we find out what it is. You made that decision that it's not for you.
Executive decision that you guys weren't going to use it.
Now understand, we don't get a lot of packages from the Czech Republic. That doesn't happen a lot.
Mm-mm. No, that's exotic and exciting.
Yes.
So apparently, somebody listens online.
Online,
sent the box. Never saw the box, never saw the contents. Dave, why don't you tell us what's at your house and how many of this item is there?
Well, currently at my house, I have 6 bottles of absinthe straight from the Czech Republic.
I'm sorry. 6 bottles?
Yes.
Of an alcohol we can't even buy here in
the United States?
Yes.
Now, apparently, it's been outlawed in the United States for 100 years or something. Yeah.
Since 1912, absinthe has been illegal in this country.
Because it's got, they say, some people say it has a hallucinogenic in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Made from this herb, this wormwood herb that they put in there, and you go out of your freaking mind when you drink it.
Plus, and these are tiny little airplane bottles? Is that what we're talking about here? Just tiny little half-an-ounce bottles, Steve?
No, these are full bottles of about, what?
They're fifths.
They're the big liter bottles.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. Now, these, of course, are the legal ones. There is a legal wormwood that you can put in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have.
No.
Go with me, for God's sake.
Totally legal. Yeah. Okay.
And legal. You know, there is some legal absinthe. And that's what
the American kind, in air quotes.
The American kind. The American kind, says the guy who doesn't speak Spanish.
Can't help it. He's Mexican.
So you have 6 bottles of this at home.
Well, here's what I figured.
How many bottles did you take home?
6.
24?
Liar.
Why didn't you think this would be something that Kevin and Ralph would be interested in, though?
Listen, since I am the president of the Finer Things Club in K-Rock, you know, I decided you guys don't need them.
What the hell's the Finer Club's?
The Finer Things Club.
What is that? That's everything good. The office. They drink tea.
Oh, right. I know what you're talking about.
I figured, let's look at Lisa. Lisa, if she touches this stuff, she's going to die.
I would die.
She's going to die.
It's right. True.
Mike. The last time Mike drank absinthe, he pooped his pants.
Okay.
All right. Kevin, we don't need you.
How dare you?
What about my man Ralph right over there?
My man Ralph.
I'm Ralph.
But here's the thing. I'm the one that busted him.
You found out that
I was in the office, and I see a bottle of absinthe sitting in front of Alex at her desk. And I said, wow, absinthe, I love that. Where did you get that? Oh, from the fan who sent us all a big case of it. What are you talking about? There's a Kevin and Bean Show fan who sent us a case of absinthe. It's great. I said, wait a minute, where did that all go? Oh, Dave has them all. So I had to go to Dave and ask for a bottle of stuff that was sent to us.
Well, you know, I figured Ralph's a whiskey drinker, so he's not going to like absinthe. He doesn't like to go bonkers like I do, you know?
Why does Alex get one? How come she gets a bottle? We don't.
Dude, you know.
She was there.
Alex, you know, Alex is a girl.
That's why.
Ralph is throwing a Christmas party a week from tomorrow night.
Yeah, who needs booze more than I do?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you know.
You're not
going to
throw a Christmas party in the bunker, are you? And your brother?
We're going to get crazy. It's going to get crunk.
Omar? What about Omar?
Yeah.
Dude, who's more of a good time when they're faded than me? Who needs that more than I do?
But.
It wasn't an option. That's a problem. No, I mean, Dave, none of us had the option.
But I'm trying to protect you. I'm trying to save Omar's life here because if Omar gets it, then it's done. He's gone.
We lose good times everywhere. If Omar gets it, the time is now.
No,
we lose everybody.
Listen,
everybody's gone. I'm protecting you guys.
Dave, listen, we would have given you a bottle. You know we're good about that.
He didn't want a bottle. He wanted 6 bottles.
I know. You know how good this stuff is?
That's the problem.
It's awesome.
No, we know.
And I can't wait to drink it.
Because the good stuff comes in. He just swipes it for himself and he hoards it like a pack rat in the bunker.
All right. Listen. There is a time when we're all going to be together that you can pay us back and bring those bottles. And it's tomorrow afternoon.
Yep.
I'll bring one.
You can bring one, my ass.
They're not yours.
You bring six or we beat the hell out of you. Six bottles.
It wasn't to King of Mexico, care of Czech Republic on the box.
It said to the show. I'm part of the show.
Just barely, though.
Bring it to... You're barely part of America. Bring it to the show. Acoustic Christmas.
All of it.
What could go wrong with that?
Bring us our property.
Bring us our property.
Our goddamn property.
Lisa, Lisa's going to drink some.
Six bottles.
Hey. Only if Lisa drinks some.
Of course.
She'll have a shot of absinthe.
Lisa drinks, I'm bringing it.
It's like, hey, listen, you're bringing it either way, douchebag.
It's not yours, Dave.
Here's what I'll do. I'll bring it to Acoustic for you guys to sample.
Oh, okay.
That's a great idea.
Can we just say that?
Bring us King, our product or there's going to be hell to pay.
We're on the air tomorrow afternoon from the Gibson Amphitheater starting at 5 o'clock, the Kevin and Bean Show is. And you know how lame our broadcasts are from there. Imagine how much more entertaining it's going to be this year if we're all hopped up on the Czech Republic absinthe.
The legal kind, of course.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Alfredo has a comment. Alfredo in Lakewood, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hello.
Well, not great, but go ahead.
As a professional, I think you should be fired, Mr. Ask a Mexican.
That's correct.
I think we need to hang up.
You need to be fired.
That's correct.
For what?
It's completely unprofessional, right?
For what?
For thievery.
Your responsibility to the mail. Your job is to communicate that to Kevin and Bean because they don't
correct.
Have time to do all that.
I was protecting the show.
Entertaining all of us.
You were protecting the show.
I was protecting the show.
You need to be fired.
I had...
I would do a better job than you, and I wouldn't even charge Kevin and Bean.
New phone screener, Alfredo.
Okay, Alfredo, he sounds Mexican.
I was protecting the show, had the show in the best interest.
You're going to stick with that.
Yeah, of course.
Does that work for the screeners, too, when you take those home and watch all the movies and TV shows we never get?
Yes, he's protecting
that's
us.
Research.
He's protecting us from good shows.
Those are bad movies. I'm protecting you from those movies.
Yeah,
you know, bad
shows. I told you what shows were good.
Acoustic.
Acoustic.
Six bottles.
I'll bring them for Acoustic.
All six.
I'll bring them for
and
Acoustic.
And sugar cubes.
And sugar cubes and fire. Everything.
All right.
Fire? Why do we need fire?
You got to melt the sugar.
Lisa's going to have a good time this weekend. Yeah.
I urge you to tune in at 5 to hear what Kevin sounds like at the start of the broadcast, and then tune in at 6 to see how he's sounding after a bottle of absinthe. That's what I'm really looking forward to.
By the way, we're going to do a contest here coming up for tickets, though. If you would like some, you can call 1-800-520-1067. You have to have a question, though, that will stump Rodney. And I think you know that he's super knowledgeable. He's been around forever.
Yep.
Really, there's nothing that can stump him. But if you think you can come up with something.
He's a walking encyclopedia of rock and roll here at K-Rock.
Right.
It doesn't matter what your question is about Avenged Sevenfold or Bad Religion or Rise Against or Muse or Jimmy Eat World or any of the bands that are on the bill this weekend for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007. I doubt you'll be able to stump Rodney Bingenheimer, but you can try. 1-800-520-1067. That game is coming up. First, though, time to check in on the Kevin and Bean Afro Line.
Santa Carl.
We have put in the request with Santa Carl's people, and we are hoping for one day next week to have Santa Carl come back and talk to the kiddies for us this year.
He's one of my favorites.
Remember the good old days when the NBA was striking, and he had time on his hands and he did radio here, Carl Malone?
Oh, yeah.
Sure do.
That was the best. This is a listener from last Friday's show, the Miss Double December Coronation, or maybe he saw it online, not sure. There's a lot of video up online if you'd like to go to krock.com and the Kevin and BB.
I am in love with Cassidy's sweet boobies.
Cassidy Sweet Boobies are not only going to be at the show, but that band is opening the show this year.
Hey, for all your SAP listeners. Ay, Dios mío! ¡Está lloviendo!
I didn't even know we had the SAP feature on our radio, but
that's
good.
What's wrong with you?
Hi, it's Intern Beer Mug. And tonight is the first night of the Festival of Lights. And to that, I'd like to say... Happy Hanukkah!
See, because it rhymes with Santa Monica.
No, I got it. You know, for Mug, that's pretty coherent for Mug.
Yeah, not bad.
Hey, Lisa, why do you change your voice when you do the traffic, huh?
What?
Why do you try to sound professional? You still sound like a whore. Whore.
Dude, what's that about?
What's the problem with him?
I think I have whore in my traffic, too. I think that's why I'm so good.
That could be.
It's subtle, but it's there.
It is there, definitely.
Yeah.
That's a good point. We were talking about Bean's blog the other day.
Thank you.
This is a fan.
Bean, goddammit, you need to shut the f*** up with your
strongly-worded-letter.com, mother. You need to get your ass on top of the Space Needle and get the hit with lightning on your head, you dumbass. Hope you die, asshole. It's a good season for it, too.
I appreciate the support. Thank
you
so much.
Yes. People lose their minds when they sit in traffic all day.
The 405, the 405 sucks f***ing ball. You're stuck on the 405 for at least 3 motherf***ing hours.
Dude, that's rough. You need to move, dude. I don't know where you're going to or where you're coming from, but you should think about moving.
Hour and a half later.
La 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 la. It's just a f***ing fender, fender. People keep on f***ing driving. Idiot.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
I think he speaks for a lot of us, though, don't you?
Sure.
Dude. That Hanukkah Jew behind my window, that is the best. I love that. I'm not even Jewish, and that is the best ever.
We had a world premiere late in the show yesterday of our latest holiday creation. Just for you Jews listening this morning.
Hanukkah, Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah. Hebrew things are going to happen. Hanukkah Jews outside my window. Hanukkah Jews behind the trees. I wish the rabbi could see that these Jews live really cheaply. And it's Hanukkah Jews outside my window plane.
Dreidel, 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 dreidel. Kosher, kosher, kosher. Shalom, festival of lights, festival of lights. Dreidel, 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 dreidel. Mitzvah, mitzvah. Shalom, Harvey Levin. Matzah, matzah. Sandy Kovacs. Gefilte fish.
Hanukkah Jews outside my window. Hanukkah Jews behind the trees. Shalom.
It's a hit right there, huh?
Who would do something like that?
Jews.
All right, 106.7, Rodney on the Rock Show.
Welcome, Rodney.
Thanks for tuning in tonight. We're having great music coming up.
The morning, it's Kevin Bean Show.
Playing Rio by Duran Duran coming up next.
Listen, Rodney, the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007 shows are this weekend, Saturday and Sunday night at the Gibson. If you don't have tickets, you can watch online at krock.com. They are sold out, but we have pit tickets to give away right now for both nights to a K-Rock listener, and we thought we'd invite you in to help us with the game. How's that sound?
Rodney?
Rodney?
All right. K-Rock 106.7, Rodney
and
the Rock Show.
Rodney, can you hear us?
Rodney on the Rock.
Rodney!
Thanks for listening. What? I'm doing my show. Stop.
We're going to do a game here.
You're doing our show.
It's not Godhead the way you're interrupting me.
We have tickets for In the Pit for both nights. One winner gets to go both nights in the pit. If you can, stump Rodney.
Can you stump Rodney? Can you stump Rodney?
Yeah.
Let's all stump Rodney now.
Yeah, wigwam bam.
That's right.
1-800-520-1067. You call and ask any question about any of the acts that are playing this weekend at the show. If you stump Rodney, your name goes into the drawing. Someone wins pit tickets to both nights. We start with whom?
Let's start with Fabian and Pico Rivera. Good morning, Fabian.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How's it going?
Very good. You're on with Rodney. Stump Rodney, please.
How's it going, Rodney? Oh, I got my question is, what other name did the Shins use before being called the Shins?
Name did they use before the Shins?
It's a good one, Rodney. You know that one?
Timbuk 3. They were Timbuk 3.
Isn't that the band that did The Future's So Bright I Gotta Wear Shades?
Gotta Wear Shades, the Shins.
Is that correct,
gotta
Fabian?
Wear Shins.
They were called Flake Music.
There you go.
Timbuk
3. Okay, so you did stump Rodney. You are in the drawing.
Okay, you hold on. Wow, we already have more winners than last game.
I think you got it wrong.
Jake, in Pasadena, good morning.
Timbuk 3.
It's not Rodney.
Hey, Rodney, how's it going?
Pretty sure it was Timbuk 3.
It wasn't.
Godhead.
Go ahead. What's your question, Jake?
In 1999, Muse put out their first album on a small label. What was the name of that album?
1999?
Muse's first album.
You know the band Muse? They're headlining Sunday night, Rodney. I know you're a fan of theirs. What's the name of their first album?
I hate the 90s.
Oh, you hate the 90s. Okay. You remember the album title?
Martha and the Muffins.
Oh. Is that correct, Jake?
Martha and the
Muffins. No, it was Showbiz.
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 Hmm. Wow, we got two qualifiers for the drawing.
Martha and the Muffins, I think.
This is strange because Rodney is usually never stumped.
Echo Beach.
I'm surprised you didn't get that one. All right, let's try Jake in Orange. This seems to me like a pretty easy question, Rodney, but we'll find out if you know the answer. Jake, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. The lead singer for Angels and Airwaves, what name one of his previous bands?
Okay,
easiest
there you go.
Question ever, Rodney. There you go. That's a softball.
Lead singer for Angels and Airwaves, previous band.
Yes.
He was the lead singer for Bow Wow Wow.
Rodney.
He wasn't even alive for Bow Wow Wow.
I want candy.
No.
No, but I'm hungry. I want candy.
Oh, you want candy. Yeah. Is Bow Wow Wow correct?
No.
No.
Mm. What answer were you looking for?
Blink-182 or Boxcar Racer?
Yeah, it seems
now,
like...
Now, what about those, Rodney? You've heard of Blink-182 and Boxcar Racer, right?
Blink Wow Wow.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, dear God.
Hold on, Jake. You're going to go in the drawing as well.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to Josh in Northridge.
God, man, I love that band.
Good morning, Josh.
She had a mohawk. She was sexy.
Good morning.
Okay, Rodney.
She's young. She was 14.
We're taking a call now.
With a mohawk.
We have another question for you.
Love that.
All right, Josh, go ahead.
Where was Serge Tankian born? And it wasn't Glendale.
Where was Serge born? Oh, he's giving you a hint, too.
Yeah. Look at that. Narrowing it down for you.
Rodney?
Now, the only answers available are every place else in the world that's not Glendale.
Alphaville.
Alphaville?
Alphaville.
It's not even a place. Is this
not a place, Rodney?
Forever Young by Alphaville.
Josh?
It was Lebanon, Beirut.
Beirut.
Okay. That,
Beirut?
You were close, Rodney. Hey, don't mock him.
I used to wear Beirut.
All right. So far, Fabian.
Great scent. It smells good.
Fabian and Jake and Josh are all in the drawing. Let's try Fernie. Let's try Fernie in Los Angeles, trying to stump Rodney this morning to win pit tickets for this weekend's Acoustic Christmas shows. Good morning, Fern.
Good morning. What's up?
Stump Rodney.
All right. My question is, when did Avenged Sevenfold's latest album come out?
When did it come out? Rodney?
Till Tuesday?
How? That's...
Till Tuesday. Yeah. Voices carry.
Fernie?
Yo.
Is that it?
No.
Is it till Tuesday?
No.
What would the answer be?
It came out on October 30th.
October 30th. It's pretty close,
just
though.
This year.
Till Tuesday.
Was it a Tuesday?
Okay. We don't know.
Probably was a Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday, because that's new music.
I was probably close right.
No.
Oh, dear God.
Thank you, Fernie. Let's go to Tracy in Canoga Park. Good morning,
right, Tracy.
Tracy.
Morning. How you doing, Luke?
Tracy, how old are you?
40.
40.
This isn't a little girl.
No, it isn't. We didn't say little girl. We just said Tracy.
Tracy got me excited.
Yeah, sorry. Oh. All right, what's your question, Tracy?
What is the organization or charity that Serge Tankian and Tom Morello founded?
Devo.
It's not a charity.
It is.
No, it's a band.
They're not men.
It's Acts of Justice.
With Devo.
No, it has nothing to do with Devo.
Acts of Devo.
No.
All right, we already have time for one more, Rodney. Unfortunately, you've been stumped every time.
I win tickets.
Yeah. No, that's not how it works.
I'm naked.
Russell is in San Pedro with the final question, then the drawing.
What did I win?
Hey, what's up, Rodney?
Hi.
Stump Rodney.
What's Hayley Williams from Paramore? What's her middle name?
Devo.
It's not Devo.
What's wrong with you?
It's Devo.
You're just going to keep saying that till it's right?
Eventually, I'll be right. Devo.
Is it Devo, Russell?
No, it's Nicole.
Nicole.
Oh. You're so close, Rodney.
Devo.
Well, okay. Well, Rodney, everybody was able to stump you, and one of them will win tickets in the pit for both nights. Lisa May will now announce who that is.
Okay.
Is Kraftwerk playing? Second night, Kraftwerk
playing. No.
No?
The winner is Jake in Orange.
Jake in Orange, our third caller. Jake, congratulations.
Yeah.
Jake, by the way, was the one with the question about Blink-182, the easiest one. Hey, dude, you won pit tickets for both nights.
Sweet, seriously?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
Both nights
Godhead.
In the pit. Thank you for listening.
Wigwam Pam.
Friday morning. That means Ralph is here with the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Seven new movies out this weekend. There's a lot to choose from. Most of them are small, independent films. It'll be released in selected theaters, and then there's one major release we'll talk about in just a few moments. But Guy Ritchie is back with another film this weekend.
I love him.
You may remember him as the director of Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Snatch. He does the world of British crime, and that whole world better than almost anybody. Jason Statham stars in this film along with Ray Liotta and Andre 3000. This is a film about a struggling rock band in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, made up of four very talented young men. And Jason Statham plays the drummer of the band who sings the smash hit Jewish American Princess, Revolver.
I don't think that's right, Ralph. Yeah. That's your high school band, or your junior high school band. That's not from this movie at all.
No, Revolver.
This is when you were in seventh grade, Ralph.
Revolver.
Right, yeah, that was the name of your band.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with this movie,
Ralph. You act just like you're a highness.
Ralph, that's not...
Revolver.
It's not...
Okay. This is Revolver the movie.
Right.
That's right.
It's a completely different thing.
Different.
Why did they call it Revolver then?
Well,
see? You're stumped, aren't you?
Somehow it summarizes the movie, but it has nothing to do with your band.
Well, here's an actual clip from Revolver. Ray Liotta gives Jason Statham a little speech before letting him play at his gambling casino.
Have a seat, Mr. Green. I hear you've done very well for yourself.
Well, they do say, the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory.
I've been warned if I let you sit down at this table, I might regret it. They say you've become very ambitious in your maturing, and you now wish to acquire yourself a business... A business like my business? But we both know what you are, don't we, Jake? You're a man who needs a master. You're an employee.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You don't come at Jason Statham like that, because next thing you know...
Yeah, I have to kill you, and I'll take you and put you in a car and drive around for a lot of time.
We didn't transport her, man.
That's a good Statham.
Thank you. The Amateurs also opens this weekend. Jeff Bridges stars. He is a down-and-out divorcee who has to rally a small town... into trying to raise themselves up from the depths by producing an amateur porno movie.
Excellent.
This movie's been on the shelf for a long time.
That's a good sign.
And I've been dying to see it. I think, actually, it fell out because of financial reasons, not because of artistic reasons. From what I understand, it's very funny. And Jeff Bridges, of course, one of my favorite actors. Here's a scene where Jeff is explaining his big plans to the small town.
Now, we are amateurs. This is so right for us. Now, what's even better is we're going to do something that's never been done before. We're going to be the first town to band together to make the first full-length feature amateur adult film. So two firsts for us.
Two! He's very excited.
He's always going to be the dude to me.
He is the dude.
Yeah.
Juno opens this weekend in select theaters.
Oh, this looks good.
This is a story of a young teenage girl... facing an unplanned pregnancy, and she has to make some tough choices to find the perfect parents for her kid. Ellen Page stars. Michael Cera from Arrested Development is also in it. Jennifer Garner, Jason Bateman, directed by Jason Reitman. This thing looks terrific. Here's a little scene from Juno.
Thanks for having me and my irresponsible child over to your house.
Oh, no, thank you. A wicked pick in the Penny Saver, by the way. Super classy, not like those people with fake woods in the background. Honestly, who do they think they're fooling?
Found us in the Penny Saver?
Hi, Mark Loring. I'm the husband.
And this, of course, is Juno.
Like the city in Alaska.
No.
No? Should we sit down and get to know one another?
Well, I thought I'd get some drinks. What would anyone like? I have Pellegrino or vitamin water or orange juice with
folic acid. All of our Maker's Mark, please.
She's kidding.
She's kidding because she's pregnant. She's a teenager. That opens this weekend. Also, Keira Knightley's got a new film. She plays a young girl who changes the course of several lives when she accuses her older sister's lover of a crime he didn't commit out of jealousy and sends him away and breaks up the relationship between her sister and this young man. Here's a little scene from Atonement.
I want to take one last look at the word atonement.
It's Kira right there.
The first four letters word form the foundation.
Actually, that's...
That's
Louis Farrakhan from A Speech at the Washington Monument. That has nothing to do with the movie either.
I'm listening to the clip. Sounds like a good movie.
Atonement.
Okay, this isn't from the movie.
Atonement.
I would see this. This opens today.
The one God.
Okay, she doesn't look great in the film, Bean, but you don't have to call her Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah, that's
okay, but I'm saying
that's
cruel. Could we hear the real
she
clip,
really
please?
She changed her voice
There
for
is
this
no
role.
Real clip. And the Golden Compass is the big movie this weekend. Nicole Kidman, Daniel Craig star in the fantasy adventure about parallel worlds and witches and warring polar bears and shape-shifting animals. Just get good and baked before you go see this movie.
This looks good.
Just drink some absinthe. Take some acid before you go see the Golden Compass because this looks all honked up. Here is Nicole Kidman's character inviting Dakota Blue Richards, who plays Lyra, to travel with her to the north.
You know, I feel I can trust you. I have to go back to the north very soon. going to need an assistant.
Me? Mm-hmm. Go to the north.
North? It's cold up there.
We'd better get the master's permission.
Yes.
Sounds like one of Lisa's characters, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's cold up there, isn't it? We better get the master's permission before we go.
Why don't they come to me for that? I'm so clearly the right person.
You should have played the lead.
Is this the one where people's souls are on the outside of their body as animals? Do I hear that right?
Sure, why not?
I think everybody travels with an animal and it's their soul.
Yes.
Is that why the Catholic Church hates it? Because
all left up.
Talk about souls.
I don't know. This looks so screwed up, I gotta go.
Huh.
Yeah. I think I may have to go for two reasons. One is I'm desperately in love with Nicole Kidman, and I love her. And two is, didn't the Catholics come out against this movie and urge people not to see it?
Okay, they say it promotes atheism.
Right.
Promotes eating brownies, if you ask me. It's all kinds of
fighting polar bears.
Far out.
Any of our fun.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
And, about an hour from now is, well, I guess we don't even have a cutoff, do we? I guess it's by the end of the show.
Yeah.
If you talk about first come, first serve, is that what you're talking about?
If you want to win tickets for both nights in the pit of K-Rock's Almost Tuesday Christmas, you have to come down here to the radio station with a picture of you and your grandparent. Naked. You have to be naked.
Not your grandparent.
Okay, you have to be naked, your grandparent.
Make sure that's very clear, right, Kevin. We don't want to see grandma or grandpa naked. We want to see you naked in a photo with one of your grandparents.
Yes.
Carol Mr. Moe already did it this morning.
They have to be living.
They do have to be living. Hey, it's comedian Jeffrey Ross, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Jeff Ross.
Jeff Ross, how about that?
It's funny that we did have that discussion yesterday. We were talking about it. What if they're in a gravesite? Nope, can't do that. Got to be live.
We had a K-Rock listener first thing this morning in the 6 o'clock hour, Jeff, who already showed up. His name was Moe, and he called his grandfather and woke him up and said, look, I'm trying to win tickets to this show. Please let me come over and take a photo of you. I need to be naked in it. And grandpa said, well, okay, I guess. And he came down, won tickets in the pit for both nights of our shows this weekend.
Wow.
And
he was here within a half hour when we announced it.
That's very amazing. Rock and roll.
That's pretty quick.
That's a great contest.
So, first person who comes down naked with a grandparent, you also will win pit tickets. By the way, Jeffrey Ross, ladies and gentlemen, the Roastmaster General in our studio, appearing with about a million shows at the Irvine Improv at the Irvine Spectrum. You're doing two shows tonight, three shows on Saturday, and one show Sunday. What's up with that?
I'm in demand, baby.
That is working hard.
They keep adding shows. There.
That third Saturday night show, though.
Oh, it's awesome. Because I'm so drunk by then, and the audience just wants to get made fun of, so they're drunk, and they sit up front, and it becomes a roast of the regular guy.
I like it.
Yeah, it'll be really fun. I haven't been in Irvine in a while.
You've been on the road because of the strike, right?
Well, it's kind of a happy accident. Not the strike's obviously tragic.
Right, of course.
But I happened to sit right before that saying, I want to do stand-up. I was taking it for granted. I wasn't really hitting the road, and Chris Rock took me out on some dates opening for him. And
how did you meet him? Did you write for the MTV Awards? Is that when you met him?
Yeah,
Chris
actually,
Rock?
Yeah. I wrote for the VMAs one year when he hosted it. But I'd seen him around the clubs, and I'd shine his shoes. I'd always try to give him, I'd catch him in the hallway at a comedy club and try to give him a joke here and there just to see if he'd use it.
That's a rough life, dude. Hey, here's something. He probably gets that everywhere he goes, right?
But I always figured somehow I would cut through the mustard.
Of course.
And every now and then I'd land one with him. You know, you don't write for Chris Rock. You write with Chris Rock.
Right.
And you know, he makes it 10 times
He polishes it.
But anything you can do to stop Batman from making movies, you should do. And whatever you can do to keep him on stage and off of a camera, do it.
Aww.
I mean, who's with me on that?
Do you play huge venues because of Chris Rock?
I just did Caesar's Palace, the Forum in Las Vegas.
Wow.
5,000 people a night.
Wow.
Incredible experience. Exhilarating.
And do you find that the Chris Rock fan loves you?
For whatever reason, he understood that before I did.
That his
I was
fans
very
would?
Nervous. I was nervous. But I come out, you always have it's Vegas, so there's always like a big African-American woman in a gold sequin dress with long nails and crazy hair in the front row. And
right.
I make her take a bow, and I give it to her from there. Oh, look at this. Lady, did you play a hooker on Battlestar Galactica? She starts screaming at me and heckling me, and I'm just like,
and you're
on
your way.
I'm like, listen, honey, sit down, take it easy. I spoke to Flava Flav. He said you can be on the show. And from there, I have him in the palm of my hand.
Does Chris Rock draw mostly black or white on the road?
Very mixed.
Yeah, I
Very
went mixed. To
everybody,
see
everybody loves him, right?
At Universal Amphitheater back when it was called that. And, it was super mixed, and he was really, really really funny. His bit about if you want to stop crime and make the bullets expensive, don't take the guns away, make the bullets like $5,000 a piece.
Wow.
I'm going to save up. You know, I'm mad at you. I'm going to save up for a couple of years so I can buy a bullet. He was so funny. I remember laughing my ass off.
He does he has an hour and 15 minutes of new stuff. It's like
he does.
Watching a 10th degree black belt in comedy put his stuff together.
Really?
So just being around him, I feel like I learn. And
how many people could you say that of? Not very many, right?
No, not too many. Not that are still living. Like my heroes, like Buddy Hackett and Milton Berle, I had that with. And apparently I'm in this Don Rickles documentary. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I was just going to bring that up, Jeff. I just watched it this weekend. I was going to bring it up.
How'd it look?
It looked great. I mean, you're just in it for a tiny minute, but right. Everybody is in this. I mean, Bob Newhart is one of the main interviews in it because he and Rickles are best friends for 40 years or something like that. But I mean, Jay Leno and Jimmy Kimmel and everybody talking about Don Rickles, who's a name that a lot of our listeners may not even be familiar with.
Yeah.
But the guy is a genius. Mm. And this is the first time he's ever let his act be filmed. And there's quite a bit of his act in the movie.
Interesting.
And it's unbelievable. The guy's, what is he, 84 or something?
He's like 81 or 82.
Yeah.
He is like the king of insult comedy.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, totally. That's his whole shtick, right?
If you dig the roasts and the stuff you've seen me on, Lisa Lampanelli and some of the other roasters.
You made a lot of sense to be in it because you're definitely following in his footsteps, and I think what you do is tremendous too. But Don Rickles walks out there, and every night he does 30 to 40% all new stuff that's just him riffing on the crowd, which is just amazing that a guy of 82 can get away with that.
And the amazing thing being, it's like, it's not even what he says, it's how he says it. It's so fast. You know, like, it's like, oh, the guy in the back's going, what time's the fight start? You don't even you don't even know really. It has no sort of like linear meaning, but his timing and his delivery and his fat face, you can't help but laugh.
I don't think I've ever seen him be funny.
Interesting.
Like, I have no frame of reference.
He's unbelievable.
Like, I've never seen an HBO show or anything with
him. He used to be on Carson and stuff. You might have never caught him on any of that stuff.
I don't know. I missed that whole thing.
But he's one of the few – I mean, maybe you do some of this. I think you do some of this too, Jeff. But he is just out and out racist. I mean, this guy says stuff that any other comedian would be banned from any other comedian would be banned for life from every venue. I mean, almost like out of the gate. Hey, are you Chinese? I hope so. Or you got to get your eyes fixed. I mean, you can't get away with saying stuff like, you just can't say stuff like
but
that in America in 2007. His whole act is like that.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable. And the other guy that I wanted to bring up, and excuse me because he's a little bit old school, but I'm reading his new book that he's got out right now, is Steve Martin, who's written his first autobiography about stand-up, about how he got into it and how he became so successful. And he's a guy who I think is one of the smartest dudes in any field alive today. He says he'll never go back to it, will not do it anymore. Can you imagine? I mean, does that happen to a lot of guys, Jeff, that they just get burned out on it and they're done with it and they just can't ever go back to it?
I think it's not that – I think other people sort of make a choice, especially out in L.A. You see a lot of guys that are writers. They move on. But Steve Martin, for whatever reason, seems to be embarrassed by his past or the way he talks about it with a little bit of disdain. And it kind of bugs me. I mean, I worship the guy. He's amazing.
He's a genius.
I used to listen to Wild and Crazy Guy and Let's Get Small. His records influenced me as a kid. We would sit around and die laughing. We would memorize them. So when you hear now that he's like, oh, I hated it. I can't look back at it. It kind of hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want Van Halen writing a book about how they hated the, you know, putting out their first albums, you know?
Yeah, right. True. It's interesting because that's what this whole book is about, is just him making it in stand-up. And then he thinks that everything after that he doesn't even think is interesting. He thinks he's just boring now and no one cares about him and no one cares about his movies. He thinks the stand-up period was interesting, but it's so far in the past that he won't ever revisit it, which is a shame. I'd love to see a guy like him do stand-up again.
It seems like it's what he is. I mean, it's in his blood. He doesn't have a family. I mean, he's a comic.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I always got stuck in that middle generation. You know how it is, how sometimes, as you've learned with your contest this week, sometimes people have a better relationship with their grandparents than their parents.
Yeah, true.
I feel like Steve Martin is in essence, my comedy parents, whereas Milton Berle and Buddy Hackett and like Don Rickles are a generation removed. They seem to love the younger guys. They embrace their past different. But the guys who are like in their prime in their 50s now, 40s, they have a little bit of, I don't know, a weird sort of attitude about it.
Do you have comedy kids as well, or just parents and grandparents?
Yeah, there's a lot of funny people working around Hollywood right now.
Jeffrey Ross, according to New York Magazine, the meanest man in comedy, which is why we love him. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there's a bunch of shows at the Irvine Improv. Stick around for one more break.
Sure, buddy.
All right, we'll be right back. Sunday night, this weekend, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:30, and we have Jeff Ross in the studio with us.
He is the Roastmaster General, of course. You will see him at the Irvine Improv. Two shows tonight, three shows Saturday, one show Sunday. Call 949-854-5455 or go to improv.com. The reason they call Jeff the Roastmaster General is he's the guy who's always the funniest dude on the roasts that they air on Comedy Central. And there have been what? There have been half a dozen of them at least so far, right, Jeff?
I think I've done four or five now.
And yeah, it takes guts to do this stuff. I mean, it really takes balls. Like at the Pam Anderson one, Courtney Love was on stage 10 feet from Jeff. And Jeff turned to Courtney Love and asked her how it's possible she could look worse than her husband, Kurt Cobain. To her face. I was like, how do you do that?
It wasn't really to her to face. I mean, it was to her face, Kevin. But
it was on TV?
But because she was not
there, that's true.
I felt like I was saying it about her and not to her.
She didn't seem like she was a little
PETA,
out of it.
So you figure, you know, somebody from PETA would have a stun gun to put that charging rhino down before she attacked me.
I thought you were going to make Shatner cry, by the way. I mean, I look up to William Shatner so much that it hurt me to see the cruel things you said about that poor man. I'll tell you that.
He doesn't cry. He sweats out his eyes. He's fat.
Tell us about the next one that we couldn't be more excited to find out you just finished filming.
I roasted Gene Simmons a couple weeks ago.
Oh my God.
It was a benefit for Wounded Warriors.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were there. So I said, you know, look, give it a hand for the Wounded Warriors. Some of them are here tonight. We also have some members of the KISS Army here tonight. Who do you think would win in a fight? The army that defends freedom or the army that defends lick it up? He was a good sport to his
was
credit.
He?
You thought he would be tough, but
I would think he has a great sense of humor as long as he's making the jokes, but for you to get up there and to do that, you know, he doesn't know you.
He does.
He knows you now.
Him.
Yeah, I guess.
As long as the hour's about him, he's such an egomaniac. Yeah. And you know, you meet him in person. You guys have had him in a lot. I sat him down. I said, Gina, you're my favorite member of my favorite band growing up. I had all your albums. I was in the KISS Army. I worshipped you.
But?
And then I met you in person, and you ruined all that. He was the biggest dick I ever met out of all my idols.
Really?
Yeah. His solo album was called Asshole. It won a Grammy for Understatement of the Year. Gene Simmons is such an asshole, his own asshole changed its name to Murray.
When is that roast?
I think it's
going to
be on March or April on his reality show on A&E.
Oh, what do you mean on his reality show?
They're going to make it an hour special of his reality show.
Oh, I see.
It's a benefit for Wounded Marines.
Yeah. Hey, as a Simmons fan, by the way, Jeff, I'm right there with you. I was in the KISS Army. I had the lunchbox, the whole deal. But do you watch his reality show? Because it is great. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I did watch it a few times.
You don't like it?
I do like it, but you know, you see him get a facelift on TV. He has more plastic in his face than a KISS doll. Yeah, we should have roasted his plastic surgeon.
Yeah, his kids spend the whole time mocking him, which is what makes it good.
Yeah, it's awesome. But
he looks like a rabbi stooped an Indian chief.
Is there ever a time where he's not that character of Gene Simmons, do you think, or is he always playing that?
It's an interesting question because I thought that too, and I was like, wow, you know, he never lets it go. And then in a moment of sort of innocence, I guess, we were backstage waiting to go on. He's sitting there with the KISS boots on, and his son, who's like 19, came over, and it was like a different guy. Affectionate, hugging, kissing father, how are you doing? And it was just, it all dropped. All that ego and that weird thing just dropped, and he was just a sweet guy. So it's definitely a bit of a persona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you attacked the persona, because that's good. That's going to be a good roast.
He was born in Israel. Did you know that?
No.
Yes.
Oh, I did.
The second he moved out is when the Palestinians wanted the land back. You want world peace? Send that schmuck back to the promised land. Well, we gave it to him good that day.
It sounds like it.
Who else is on the show?
Jim Norton and Lisa Lampanelli.
Sure.
And a couple other really funny people. Carrot Top and Dice came out, and Donald Trump made a tape. And
Carrot Top scares us all, by the way.
He was actually hilarious.
He scares us.
Yeah, but why is he so yoked? What's going on with that dude?
He's got that crazy face. It looks like it's made out of some kind of wax.
He's busting out of his clothes like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
I call him Dr. Proppenstein. Yeah, it was a pretty fun night, actually.
It sounds like it. So that's going to be a part of Gene Simmons' Family Jewels.
It'll be like a special that they're going to do, yeah.
That's cool.
It was really, really fun. You know, when your idol calls you up and says he's doing a benefit for Wounded Warriors, it's hard to say
what are you
going to
do?
Yeah, so we all came out for that.
Well, I hope we see you before then. Of course, we're super busy this weekend with Acoustic Christmas, but if people go see you in Irvine, they'll be lucky. It sounds like it's going to be an awesome show.
I'll be roasting my front row.
Today, tonight, 8:30 and 10:30. Tomorrow, 7, 9, and 11.
Wow.
The Drunk Show. And Sunday at 7. So that's the Irvine Improv. Jeff Ross, thanks for coming in.
I love you guys.
Thank you. Totally depends on what kind of Batman you like. That's what it depends on.
If you
like
the serious, on you being wrong.
If
asshole.
You like the serious acting side, you go with Christian Bale, best Batman ever.
It has to do with context. If you pick up a 1965 copy of Batman comic book,
right,
and you pick up a modern Batman comic book, you tell me which one seems as if he's walked right out of the comic book onto the screen. That's what we're talking about.
Right.
Perfection in the role
is
what we're talking about.
If you want a comic characterization of Batman, you go with Adam West. If you want a real characterization of a great dude that could be Batman, you go with Christian
But the characterization
Bale.
Of Batman in 1965 was what Adam West was doing. That's what the comic book was at the time.
Right.
He perfectly embodied that.
In 1965,
better,
it was great.
Better than Christian Bale does.
Christian Bale's the best Batman ever.
No, it's just not true.
Oh,
it's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. This argument got started during yesterday's Showbiz Beat when Ralph was talking about the upcoming Justice League of America movie. We started talking about some of the casting decisions that have been announced. Then we started wondering who's going to play Batman, and then we talked about Christian Bale, who Kevin erroneously thinks is the best Batman ever.
Best Batman ever by far.
And then Ralph points out that really everyone is a pretender to the throne. Everyone who's ever put on the bat suit since Adam West is basically just trying to either not be him or be just like him because he nailed it. It was perfect.
It's Sean Connery and James Bond. It is the definitive take on the role, and everything else is variation.
No, it isn't. It's not like Sean Connery and James Bond because Sean Connery and James Bond was a real role and he played it real. Adam West was a comic book character. He played it for schmaltz. He played it for...
He had two levels of a performance going. He had the action-adventure stuff for the kids, and then grown-ups could appreciate the comedy level of it.
It was cheesy as hell.
And comedy's much harder to play than drama, by the way.
Maybe, but if you want a real Batman, you go with Christian Bale. You don't
but
go
I'm
with
telling
the cheesy
you, that was
comic
the
book
real
character.
Batman.
Then, yeah, 1965
So how can you knock his performance for being exactly what the comic book character was?
I don't think Kevin's knocking his performance because, like you said, at that time he embodied what Batman was about. But at this time, if you were to pick up current Batman comic books and the graphic novels, I think that Christian Bale embodies the current Batman very well. So, I mean, if you're putting it in context, that you got to make the comparison to time.
I'm not knocking Christian Bale as if he's horrible. You know, he's not...
Well, of course, he's the best.
He's not the best, though. That's what I'm
saying. He's no George Clooney.
Best.
Adam West is the greatest actor performance
Adam West
of the Caped Crusader ever.
Adam West is the 72 Miami Dolphins, and other great football teams have come and gone, but you know what? They're not perfect.
Adam West saved the character of Batman. They were going to cancel the comic book series until that TV show hit the airwaves.
That's
there
great.
There would be no Batman if it wasn't for Adam West.
That's great in 1965.
And the success in that performance.
But that's because they hadn't seen Christian Bale by then.
It's just, you can't say that Adam West did not cement that role on television in terms of live action performance forever. He's the guy.
I can agree with you on that. And yet, Christian Bale came along and did it better.
No, it didn't.
No. If you could only have one,
Christian
Kevin,
Bale.
Well,
Christian Bale
wrong.
By far.
I gave you an out. Yeah, I gave you an out.
Exactly. Josh and Torrance, good morning.
Hey, what about Michael Keaton?
I thought he was fine. I thought he was good.
He was fine.
But he's not the best.
He's no Adam West.
Come on, for God's sake. He's no Christian Bale.
I thought Kilmer was good, too. I thought Val Kilmer did a good job.
He was all right, but he's not the best, like Christian Bale.
The problem, guys,
so
is
you're judging
when you get
the film versus the character versus the actor. That's what you're saying. You like Batman Begins movie best because it's probably the best representation of the modern take on the character. Christopher Nolan did a great job with the film.
Yes, and I didn't
but
watch
I think
the,
you,
series, separate, the TV series.
I don't think you can separate the performance versus the project here is what you need to do.
Performance versus the project.
Adam West embodied that character 100%, where Christian Bale did a fine job in a good movie.
I'm going to suggest that you like Christian Bale best because it's really the only one you remember.
Well, that's possible.
Kevin likes everything yesterday. It has to be modern for him to get on board. He does not like classic.
I've seen all the movies, and I did watch the series in reruns, and I think Adam West was fine. But as far as a billionaire playboy who anonymously at night fights crime, I thought Christian Bale had that like romantic allure, and he had that playboy essence about him, whereas Adam West, like Kevin said, is kind of campy.
Adam West, campy, small screen. Christian Bale,
but isn't campy
real,
as if it was accidental.
Big screen.
Like, he accidentally was campy in the role. That was the purpose of the role.
I agree.
He committed He articulated exactly what they were trying to do to a perfect level.
I agree with you, and I'm not, again, like, you're not knocking Christian Bale. I'm in no way knocking Adam West. I'm saying that if there's a guy who yet had picked to be the real Batman out of all the people that have ever portrayed him, I think Christian Bale hit it on the nose.
Well, there's no real Batman, so that's really not part of the conversation, I don't think.
The problem with Psycho Mike being on my side is he just wants to have sex with Christian Bale.
Right.
Well, that is
true. So that doesn't help me at all.
But in his defense, I desperately want to make love to Adam West. So.
two things, because we're running desperately late on time. We're very, very busy here this morning. Thing one is, could Christian Bale have done this?
Adam West.
No.
But he wants to.
Softer now. Adam West.
He's a cartoon.
Adam West.
Thing two is, exactly. Is there any way to decide this? Is there any answer to get a definitive
I wish we knew a
decision.
Decider. I wish we knew a
decider. Mine's the final decision. I hear the voices, and I read the front page, and I know the speculation, but I'm the decider. Decider. And I decide what is best.
When life's mysteries seem unsolvable, when the hard questions demand a final answer, America turns to the one man we can all trust. He's Kevin Smith, and he's the decider.
Mr. Smith?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you? Kevin Smith.
First off, let's say for the record that nobody has done a bad job playing Batman. If you go through the list of the Tim Burton movies, if you go back to the TV show, Adam West.
Clooney was pretty gay.
No, even
wasn't
Clooney was
fault.
Good. I mean, Clooney was in a gay film.
All right.
But his performance, I mean, George Clooney is fantastic in everything.
Are we right. trying?
There's no Timothy Dalton. In the Batman,
no, there's roles. there's no George Lazenby,
right?
But yeah. Are we trying to compare to?
And also, you guys didn't give props to Kevin Conroy, who voiced him on Batman the Animated Series,
and in my opinion, the best performance of the character across the board. But we're not talking about animation,
right?
Unfortunately, I don't know anything about that. All right, Kevin, Christian Bale, Adam West.
Those are my only two choices.
Best of all time.
I can't go the obvious or the truth, which is Michael Keaton.
Wow.
Whoa. Kevin Smith going off the board.
Look at that.
Michael Keaton still hands down. And look, I loved Christian Bale's performance, but to me, Michael Keaton really nailed Bruce Wayne. He didn't look like Bruce Wayne in terms of have the physicality, the imposing, you know, stature
right.
of a Bruce Wayne / Batman. But, you know, the suit took care of it. The suit that even I would have looked muscular in.
Kevin, what about Keaton's performance nailed it for you? What did he do differently?
You need to look no further than there's a moment. It's like a 3-second moment, throwaway moment in Batman Returns, the second Tim Burton Batman movie, mm-hmm. when he's in the sewers driving the bat skiff to confront the Penguin
right.
in his underground lair.
Yeah. Right.
Two penguins emerge from the water with missiles on their back.
Mm-hmm.
They launch at him. Batman does a quick left or right, and the skiff kind of does a round
right.
on the tunnel, and the missiles completely miss the bat skiff.
Right.
As the skiff rights itself, there's a kind of a medium close up on Keaton as Batman, and he does the most subtle look back, like doesn't turn his head or anything. They can't because that outfit was kind of
sure.
tough to maneuver in, but he gives this subtle look back with his eyes. And doesn't give this overt expression, but the subtle look back in his eyes that says, I can't believe this is my life. I was almost killed by two missile-toting penguins.
It sounds like you've spent some time in slow-mo there, Kevin. Yeah.
That is a fantastic moment that defines that character. And also, you know, you go to the first Batman movie, the first Tim Burton one, when he's playing Bruce Wayne at the opening party. You know, there's the opening scene, of course, where he has the muggers on the roof, and
right.
he says,
right.
I'm Batman, and jumps off the roof. Then there's the party, the benefit, charity benefit at Wayne Manor,
mm-hmm.
and his performance as Bruce Wayne I thought was fantastic because he's just so not in touch with everyone else. He's so uncomfortable in the Bruce Wayne persona. You can tell at the party he's a dude just longing to be dressed in the Batman suit because that's who he is. You know,
so you're
Bruce
saying
Wayne's
we go to the right guy.
Adam West, Christian Bale, not either of them. Number one.
Going for Keaton.
Michael I go with Keaton. But, I mean, again, it's all minor degrees of separation. It's not like, you know, Michael Keaton is miles above everyone else. To me, he's the best. But I don't think any of them have turned in a bad performance. However, I will say for the record that back in 88, 89, well, 88 when they started shooting the movie, since Tim Burton was directing, I thought the alumnus that he would choose from one of his previous movies, he went with Michael Keaton from Beetlejuice. I always thought Alec Baldwin, circa 88, would have been the perfect Batman Bruce Wayne.
He was pretty stubborn.
Interesting.
I mean, it was. They tested the theory later on when he starred in The Shadow, which, as we all know, is kind of similar. Lamont
right.
Cranston in The Shadow.
Right.
But, you know, it's not, the script wasn't quite the same. But I always thought he would have been a great choice, his delivery.
All right.
Once again, the man gives us way more than we possibly even knew we needed, and we liked it.
And for all your Batman needs for this holiday season,
yes.
Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash on Pico Boulevard, right here in very own Los Angeles, in the heart of Laser Blazer, the best DVD store on the planet.
There you go.
If you want comic books, you want Batman, anything, that's the place to go. You want, and you can buy a DVD while you're there.
Where are you today, the decider?
I was in Pittsburgh until last night. We're in pre-production on Zach and Miri Make a Porno. But I came home for a friend of mine, Brian Lynch, getting married, and so I came home for his wedding.
Well, and by the way, the announcement finally made that Seth Rogen will be starring in that for
that's
you.
Right. Seth Rogen and Elizabeth Banks says, yeah, we got lucky, man. It's huge for us.
How hot is Elizabeth Banks, by the way?
She's great.
She's
fantastic.
She's so hot and so talented.
You need to hit that, Kevin.
Yeah.
Jesus, I'm married.
Me?
Whatever.
I hit nothing except my fist and my wife.
All right. Those just joining us, you've been hanging on the edge of your chair. Is it Adam West or is it Christian Bale? The answer, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Keaton. He is the decider. And once again, he comes through. Thank you, Kevin. Happy holidays to you, my friend.
Guys.
Thank you,
man.
Hi, folks. This is Adam West. I want to introduce radio's own boy wonder, Ralph Garman, and the Show Business Report.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
The decision's been made.
Performance last 40 years. Let's see if we're talking about everyone else in 40 years.
Gonna have to let it go, man.
I won't be talking about anybody in 40 years.
Hey, baby. Want to take a gander at some Adam West penis?
Yes, please.
Wow.
Oh, no. Let's take a look at AOL. They have released their list. This was an online poll where they got the people to call in or rather write in and say, who is the sexiest woman ever on television?
What's with the poll?
Pretty interesting list when you think about the history of television. Television's been around for, what, 50 years, 60 years?
Sure.
A lot of hot-looking chicks have crossed our tubes.
Sure.
Ethel Mertz.
Ethel Lucy Show, for instance, got to be on that list, right?
Not so much. Top 10, shakes down like this. Ginger from Gilligan's Island, number 10.
Sure.
Daisy Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard, number 9. Katherine Heigl on Grey's Anatomy came in at number 8.
Sure.
Lifetime.
Season 1, though.
Fine
season
with that.
1, I think, maybe. Yeah. Not
fine
season
with
2.
That. Fine.
Genie from I Dream of Genie. Barbara Eade was number 7. Emma Peel. Diana Rigg from The Avengers, number 6. Oh, I used to have such wood for her. Eva Longoria on Desperate Housewives was number 5. Seriously, all time? Fifth all time?
Yeah, that's questionable at best.
Number 4, for a body of work, lifetime achievement, Heather Locklear. T.J. Hooker,
sure,
Dynasty, Melrose Place. I mean, she's been hot forever. Number 3, Linda Carter. She was Wonder Woman in the TV series Wonder Woman. Man, she was like 9 feet tall and just had that little bathing suit on. It was just smoking hot.
Yeah.
Number 2, of course, Farrah Fawcett, one of the legendary sex symbols of all time, really, not just television, from Charlie's Angels.
Can I guess number 1?
You can guess number 1.
Fran Drescher.
Fran Drescher's right. The Nanny.
Yes.
Number 1.
Yes.
Number 1, Fran Drescher.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry, Pam Anderson. Pam Anderson was number 1.
Sure.
As you can imagine, from Baywatch.
Nice melons.
She deserves that.
Although, Bean had a love affair with Fran Drescher. Did you know that?
He did, yes. He was very in love with her.
And he tried to keep it on the QT, but when they finally went face-to-face in front of the public on the red carpet, you could feel the love between them. It sounded a little something like this.
I would like to say I had that tape available.
And
at this moment, I do not.
Oh.
How can you not have that at your fingertips?
How do you not have
the
your
makeover
Fran Drescher
of the night on there the red carpet? Fran Drescher joining us up here. You know, we were talking as you were coming up that you've done a movie with Pierce Brosnan before, The Beautician and the Beast. Did you ever imagine he'd end up being a James Bond?
I didn't. Pierce Brosnan was not in Beautician and the Beast.
Really?
I think I'm going to get back on the line.
Yeah.
That's all that was said to her. She said that, she walked away.
Yeah. Didn't go well with Miss Drescher.
Not a great
But interview. You nailed her later.
Split her like a pair of boots.
I'll always love her for her role in Spinal Tap, but beyond that, I got no time for her.
Bobby Flackman, you know. Jack Nicholson may seem like one of the tougher guys in Hollywood.
Sure.
But this is a great story. He tells Parade Magazine, it'll be out this weekend, and you know, it's the supplement that comes in the Sunday newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
when he was dating Angelica Houston, and I mean dating, I mean they were seriously involved, living
right.
together the whole night.
For years,
for years, Angelica Houston and Jack Nicholson. He knocked up an actress named Rebecca Broussard.
Why do I know that name, too?
From
this story.
She was a longtime girlfriend of him after the fact.
Okay.
But he's dating Angelica Houston, and he's got to break the news to Angelica Houston that he got another girl pregnant.
That usually goes well.
Jack said Angelica told him over the phone that he really needed to step up and support Rebecca now that he got her pregnant. She was going to have the baby. Okay. Then she came to his house and beat the crap out of him.
You got to do the right thing.
Jack said she really knows how to punch. And he said, and she beat the hell out of me, he says at the end of the story. And that was the beginning of the end of their relationship.
So that happened.
He probably felt he deserved it and just took it.
Yeah, you don't fight back, right? But Angelica Houston, she's a big girl.
Wow.
Yeah. Take care of herself. And here's some great casting news. This is going to be terrific. Johnny Depp has just signed on to star as John Dillinger in the upcoming film Public Enemies. This is going to be cool.
Yes.
This is a movie that traces how the FBI was pretty much developed as a response to the crime wave of 1933 and 34, where all these bank robberies started happening with John Dillinger, Babyface Nelson, Pretty Boy Floyd. This whole era of gangsters and robbing banks really forced a federal response from the government, and that's why they developed the FBI to try to stop these bank robbers.
That sounds cool.
So he'll be playing John Dillinger, one of the great all-time gangsters. So
sweet.
He's pretty good, that Johnny Depp.
Michael Keaton would be better, but...
He would.
All right. Well, if you know Adam West. I mean, Adam West is the clear choice for that role.
Christian Bale would be best.
Christian Bale would be best.
Tim Butler, bassist for Psychedelic Furs, starts off our celebrity birthdays. He's 49 years old today, I'm sorry. C. Thomas Howell, actor. He's 41. Sherry Appleby from Roswell turns 29, and Aaron Carter turns 20. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is not what we pictured in the meeting yesterday.
Not at all.
Well, it's what I pictured.
Yesterday, we came up with the idea of naked with grandpa or grandma, and you have to take a picture of yourself naked, and then you show up at the station, and you win pit tickets for both nights.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the first winner happened within 20 minutes this morning.
I don't know how, my friend Mo, right?
We mentioned it like at 6:15. He was here by 6:30. I don't know how he did that, but he had a picture naked with his grandpa.
And we thought, well, it's unfortunate that it had to be a dude, but we'll do it again. We got pit tickets. We still got more to give away. We'll do it again. We'll do another naked with grandparent. All you have to do is bring down a photo. We thought maybe we got a better shot meeting some hottie, and instead we got Peter. Hey, Peter.
How are you doing,
man?
Peter,
yeah,
it's good. Good to see you. Praying for boobs. I can't tell you. They had a whole thing. Yeah.
He's got boobs. They're just not very impressive.
Not at all.
You know? I mean, we were hoping for like a Playboy model. I don't know why, but that was in our mind front, you know, I don't
you're
know.
You're always hoping.
So, Peter, you're listening to the radio this morning at what time?
It's about 6:30.
Okay.
Okay. So you heard when we first came on the air with it, and how long did it take you to realize, okay, this is my chance to win tickets for this weekend's shows?
Well, actually, I could have went right there and taken the picture, but I went to work and had breakfast and relaxed for a little bit, and then decided
and
I should
it.
Go over there because nobody won yet.
Really? So you just took, you didn't think of, I'm just going to do it. You just thought, eh. And then when we said we're going to take another winner.
Well, I figured you guys would already had a winner real quick again.
It's not as easy as some think to ask your grandparent to take a picture with you nude.
Well, actually, when I asked him, he
thought that go down.
He thought I wanted to take a picture of him nude.
Oh,
I said, just
you take a picture of him by himself nude?
Yeah.
How was he with that?
That must have been a disappointment.
He said, okay, come on over.
So he was down with it. I mean, basically, you explained this is what I have to do to win the tickets, and he said, hey, you're my grandson. I'm happy to help you out.
Yep. That's a problem at all.
Very cool.
By the way, the pictures are up. KROQ.com, Kevin and Bean page. Look at the very first one of the pictures. And there's two winners. There's another dude, Mo, with his grandpa, who looks like he's very old. You just look like you're with some, you got your arm around him. He looks like he's not that old.
No, he's
60?
Old.
65?
Actually, just turned 80.
Really?
Are you kidding?
It's a good looking 80 right there.
I wish I looked that good now. Are you kidding me? That dude's 80?
Yep.
So did he put up a fuss at all, or was he really just totally cool, like whatever you need?
Opened the door. He said, where do you want to set up the camera? All right. He wanted to get back to work.
So he was working. You were just annoying him.
Yep, pretty much.
Well, how do you feel? You're going to both nights in the pit this weekend, dude.
I tried to get tickets last night, but I was stuck on the freeway, so I couldn't get to the computer.
Oh, that's frustrating.
You otherwise, know, you would have gotten him for
stopped.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like everyone did.
Everyone
sold out in 10 minutes.
Everyone else that tried got him. No, that's a misnomer, 10 minutes. Everybody that tried got him. It was an amazing night last night.
It was more like five.
Yeah. But you got him now. As Perfect. Long as you take your grandpa in the pit.
Yep. He wants to go.
Does he really?
Like he
yeah. Oh, no. Are you going to take him?
I might if he wants.
You take him to the pit. That's right. Awesome. Go and take him on night one when you got Linkin Park and some of those bands.
Let's yeah, not try to kill Grandpa. No, hasn't Grandpa done enough for Peter? Come on.
Grandpa in the pit.
Linkin Park, Angels and Airwaves, Avenged Sevenfold, Bad Religion, Paramore, Rise Against, Surge, Tanky and Muse, Feist, Jimmy Eat World, Modest Mouse, Silver Sun, Pickup Spoon, and The Shins. Peter, congratulations. You'll see them all this weekend, dude. Thanks a lot for playing along.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I hope I never see you naked again. Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We have one single pair of pit tickets for both nights left. This is it.
Okay.
Last chance to win. And we're going to do it with lyrics again. Now, I know that it didn't go as well as some had hoped this morning.
Okay.
Because at 6:30, we got a total of no winners.
Yeah.
None. Zero. But we're going to do that with the Wheel of Celebrities. You have to be able to identify lyrics. If you can do that, give us a call now at 1-800-520-1066.
Hey, Blake Lewis, not so much from you right now. Let them handle it. They're fine.
Blake Lewis.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock 106.7 K-Ricky. Okay, that's fine.
Ralph
Thank
working the one
much.
And choose with his mouth.
Yeah, I'm a regular Michael Winslow.
I'm a little bit nervous that these are the final tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007. This is it. There's no more to give away after this. All right, that's fine, Ralph. Thank you.
Now, we have pit tickets for both nights, but you have to be able to identify song lyrics. We tried a song lyric game this morning at 6:30. We got zero winners. Zero. And, yeah. And it was pretty easy.
These were hits, people.
Yeah, the songs we play by the biggest songs from the biggest bands, and they couldn't get them.
Couldn't sing
but
along.
But this is a little bit easier because you only have to be able to identify. You hear the lyrics, you know what they are by title and artist. That one, you actually had to know them well enough to be able to speak them, to say them
the
back.
Okay.
Yeah, you had to sing along. So that was a little bit more difficult than this. I think we're going to get a winner this time.
I'm glad you're confident. This is the Wheel of Celebrities.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. The Wheel of Celebrities. It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
This time we're looking for song titles and band names or artist names. Song title and band or artist. The Wheel has on it Mayor Villaraigosa, Homer Simpson, Christopher Walken, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sean Connery, Optimus Prime, the Queen of England. They added one of my voices. I can't do that.
Oh, Queen of England. Wow.
She can do
that. All the voices.
It's a horrible idea. Tom DeLonge. The Hulkster.
Yeah.
No.
The Hulkster's not available.
They added one of Bean's voices. William Shatner. And Bjork. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we spin the wheel. It lands on one of those celebrities. They read lyrics from one of the songs that's going to be played on stage this weekend. All the listener has to do is give us title and artist. Do I have that correct?
Yes. Let me just make a little note. Add Lisa's Donald Trump.
Yes.
Next time.
All right. Let's meet Jennifer in Carson. She is a data entry clerk and is on line one to be our first contestant for the Wheel of Celebrity Voices. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
I landed on Bjork. So you're going to get some lyrics now, read by Bjork.
I'm so glad I get to help you win.
Now, Jennifer, you listen up. You hear the lyrics. If you know title and artist, you go into the drawing. Somebody wins the very final tickets to the shows this weekend. So good luck to you. Here we go.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, someone pour it in. Make it a dirt dance floor again. Say your prayers and stomp it out when they bring that chorus in.
Song title and band.
Oh, potty mouth.
You
don't want to say that on the radio? What's wrong with you, Jennifer?
Title of the song. Come on, you know it.
Oh, my God.
One of their biggest. You know it. Come on.
Is
it what?
No.
It's actually Bleed It Out is what we're looking for. Someone pour it in. Make
it a dirt dance floor again. Remember that when they bring their cars in?
We're getting the artist right.
Nope. Thank you for calling. No.
And thank you, Bjork. We enjoyed seeing you. Let's see who's next on the wheel.
I'm happy to be here with the bears who go into the woods and eat licorice.
Spinning the wheel. You're
and
out.
And they have to wear Vaseline raincoats.
Okay, but you're done. You're done.
Step away from the microphone.
Vaseline raincoats? What?
Please step away from the microphone and make a room for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold?
Yes, make room for me, you little sugar nymph.
Vincent in Mission Hills. Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going well.
That's hot.
Arnold's going to read some lyrics. You have to tell us the song title and the band. Okay.
I backed my car into a cop car the other day. Well, he just drove off. Sometimes life's okay. I ran my mouth off a bit too much. Oh, what did I say? Well, you just laughed it off. It was all okay.
Song
title? Sir's Taken. Not so much as Modest Mouse.
I backed my car into a cop car the other day.
does that sound different than Arnold?
My version's even better, I think.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Governor. We appreciate you stopping by. Olivia is in Baldwin Park. She's our next contestant. The wheel is spinning. Olivia, listen up. Here's who's going to be doing your song.
Homer Simpson. Yes.
Don't!
Olivia?
I'm here.
Okay. Here's Homer Simpson with your song.
Okay.
Whoa! I never meant to brag, but I got him where I want him now. Whoa! It was never my intention to brag. To steal it all away from you now.
Well done, Homer. Well done. Olive, what do you think?
It's
Misery
Business by Paramore.
Look at that.
All right, somebody is in the drawing. You are this close to winning pit tickets for both nights. Let's see how Elizabeth does in Chino Hills. Next contestant on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you?
We are good. How are you?
Good, great.
Can I spin again?
Nope.
Just let me spin.
What did it say?
What did it land on?
Queen of England.
Oh, the Queen of England.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, please welcome the Queen of England reading for you the following lyrics.
Okay.
I've only ever said hello. Far away, the ship is taking me far away. Far away from the memories of the people who care if I live or die. And I'll never let you go if you promise not to fade away.
Very well done, Your Majesty. Congratulations.
Rule Britannia.
Elizabeth, it's on you. Title and artist, please.
How about Starlight by Muse?
Oh, yes! How about Starlight by Muse? Nicely done. All right, you hold on. Right. Let me put you in the drawing.
A little competition for that little bitch Olivia now, huh?
How about that? All right, let's go.
Cat fight.
Let's go to Fred in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Fred.
What it do, people?
What it do?
We love celebrities.
We love celebrities. And it lands on...
The Hulkster.
Hulk Hogan. Hogan, everybody.
The only Bean impression ever.
Hey, how you guys doing, brother? Good to see you.
It's magic.
Come root for me in divorce court.
All right, now for the shtick. Just read the lyrics, all right?
We can't get him to do the bit.
He's got a whole chunk. He's got a whole Hogan chunk he's breaking in for his act.
My whorish wife taught our son to drive.
All right.
Lyrics!
Let me take you to the hurting ground, where all the good men are trampled down, just to settle a bet that could not be won between a prideful father and his son, brother.
Yes!
Nice for everybody.
Nice, the Hulkster.
Fred, song, title, and band.
Can you repeat that?
Not even a little bit.
Shut up.
What happened in between?
Too bad, dude.
Settle the debt that could not be won.
Well, look, you did hear it. What a surprise.
Mm. Title and artist, please.
Don't disappoint me.
I want to win.
I have it off the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, share it with us.
Too late. All right, well, spit it out. There you go. That was really good.
One more contestant, one more spin of the wheel. Last chance to win the tickets is going to be Frank in Hacienda Heights. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. And may I say, Lisa May, you were so hot.
Thank you, Frank.
You're not going to believe this. The Hulkster again.
Oh, what?
No.
The Hulkster again.
No. Twice in a row.
What are the chances?
That's amazing.
Wow.
All right. Here's the Hulkster with your song.
All right, Frank. Good luck. Listen up to you, brother. Here we go. I've been waiting. I've been waiting for this moment of my life. But it's not quite right. And this real, it's impossible, if possible, at whose blind word. So clear, but so unheard. How you like me now?
Brother.
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 Frank?
I'd say Angels and Airwaves?
No.
Sorry, that's Silver Sun Pickups, ladies.
Silver Sun Pickups. That's what we were looking for.
Although the Hulkster had a good read on that, I thought.
He did. It was very, very entertaining.
So Olivia and Elizabeth.
Two broads duking it out.
I'd like to suggest.
No. Why do you always do this?
Because one of them could go to each night. Then they could both win.
Well,
that's true.
We have a pair of tickets in the pit for each night.
Then we should go to them and have them make that decision before the drawing is made and see if they're both willing to play along by the rules, because that's not what they called in for.
All right. Olivia?
Yeah.
Is that cool with you? One night and the other winner gets the other night?
Yeah.
Or would you rather risk it all and one person walks away with everything?
No, I'm fine with one night.
Elizabeth?
I would love it if I won for night number two. That's all I'd care about.
Oh, I see. So you love it with strings attached.
Oh, yeah. Fine. I want night one.
Yay!
Perfect!
Yay! Oh, so you guys are set.
Done!
Deal.
All right. Awesome.
Or no deal.
It sounds like a deal.
It's a deal.
Yeah. Olivia, you wanted night one, right?
Yes.
In the pit. And Elizabeth, night two.
Perfect.
Perfect.
In the pit.
Everybody wins.
Good job.
Everybody wins.
Except for the Hulkster.
That's the wrong button.
The Hulkster loses.
No, it's a good button.
Boy, God, this weather, I swear.
Yeah, right.
Drive carefully.
Okay.
When you go through those puddles, mm-hmm. pump your brakes a little after you go out of the puddle.
That's a good tip.
Kind of keep them together.
All right. Thank you, Rodney. That's a good tip.
I want to fire the King of Mexico.
You want to fire him?
Yes.
For taking the absinthe?
That's just the beginning of it.
What happened?
You know what else he did today?
No.
He forwarded my Evite to Mike Catherwood.
Who has been disinvited from your party?
Yeah. I see on my Evite, it says a little star, says, and his name's back on the invite list, a little star next to it. I said, I know I took him off the list. And then I click on it, and it says this was forwarded by another guest, but it tells you who the guest was who forwarded it.
Oh, that's too much info to give you.
It tells the host who forwarded that invite. But the thing is, the person who forwards it doesn't know that information is available.
Wow.
So I went to Dave and said, Dave, what's up with you, man? I said, if Mike shows up at my party, I'm throwing your ass out. I was like, what? What are you talking about? It tells me that you sent him and put the invitation and put him back in the list. Like, oh, I didn't know you could find that out. Oh, that's embarrassing.
Dave gets a bonus is what happens here.
He gets a bonus boot in his ass at my party. That's what he gets.
9:46, time for your phone calls.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
He flat out lied.
Good morning, mijo. He's Tito. It's time to call about whatever you want.
Okay.
1-800-520-1067.
Tito, no time.
We got it, Tito. Thank you very much. That's the number to call for Kevin Beats' What to Do Nephew Friday edition. We got a great prize for it today. In fact, it is 50 songs for free for you from iTunes. So please enjoy.
Speaking of Dave, let's start with Laura, who wants to point out a flaw in Dave from Orange. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. What to do?
What to do?
What to do?
What to do, baby boo?
Hi.
I wanted to know, what is Dave's beef with girls that have tattoos? I mean, they're just as beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, he's drawn the line there. I think he has to draw a lot of lines because he can't get a lot of chicks. So there's got to be a reason for
each
one. I will
not join any club that will not have me as a member.
Right. I'm not going to have sex with anyone with a tattoo because no one with a tattoo would have him.
Right.
Is what the deal is.
Why is everyone hurt that I don't like girls with tattoos? Everyone keeps asking me this.
Well, it's
my preference. Big deal.
It's just stupid.
So it's a dumb preference. A hot chick, and you can't get laid, and she's got tattoos. You're not going to have sex with her.
That's our question to him, and he says no.
Well, no. I mean, listen. I'm the tattoos I'm talking about are like the sleeves.
Hot chick comes up to you and says, "Dave, I got to have you right now." She's got a tattoo.
If
you turn her down,
I wouldn't be able to.
BS,
dude. If someone like Kat Von D came up to me, I just can't do it.
Oh, BS.
No, okay. Dude, trust me.
What if Kristen Bell went tonight and got just tatted out? You still wouldn't bang her?
I couldn't, dude.
I couldn't. Laura, we don't buy it. You don't have to buy it either. Thank you for your call.
See, everyone digs me, so
no, you get
they're
it.
All bummed.
By the way, Dave, I know you weren't invited to the Miss Double December pageant, but I think at least 9 out of the 9 girls that were on stage had tattoos, by the way, and all of them were hot.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you know who didn't have tattoos?
No question about that.
Cassidy and Caitlin.
You know that.
Dave checked.
Dave checked. All right. Well, Cassidy won, so she's going to get a tattoo now.
As far as we could see, they didn't have tattoos.
Let's go to Josh in Hollywood. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hello.
What's going on?
Hi. Well, just wanted to tell you guys, about 3 years ago, the CD player in my car died.
Right.
All I did was used to listen to my own mixes, albums.
Right.
And when it died, started listening to the morning show, and I've never gotten it fixed.
Wow. Fantastic. Wow. What do you want? We don't have tickets, dude.
I just wanted to let you guys know, you guys made me fans of the radio again, so much so that I decided to not even bother getting the...
That's a poor choice, clearly.
It's super cool, but what do you want?
Nothing, man.
I think he's just being nice.
Yeah.
There's always a bug.
So
we have
crappy Japanese technology to thank for you listening to this program.
Thank you, Josh. We don't know how to take compliments, so thank you, I guess.
Very nice. Let's talk to Mark in the LBC. Mark is on line 3. Kevin and Beans, what it do, nephew? Friday morning. Good morning, Mark. What it do?
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Lisa May, hot.
What's going on, dude?
Hot.
You got to move
all
on.
All right. So I'm sitting on my computer trying to order K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas tickets.
Right.
And
what's it called? I'm sorry.
Almost Acoustimus?
What's the name of it again?
K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Okay.
Okay.
There we go.
And? Don't patronize me.
Sorry.
Now don't snap at us.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm sitting at the computer. All of a sudden, my internet connection goes out, right?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea why. So I jump up. run to my next door neighbor's house with a good buddy of mine, hop on his computer, hear a door open behind me, turn around, and his sister comes out of the bathroom. She screams, throws up her arms, and the towel falls off.
Oh!
You're welcome.
Tickets or not, you're a winner.
Yep.
And?
And, well, put it this way. I had to give a fake name. My name is not Mark. And a little...
How about that? If Mark were telling the truth, I would be so impressed right now.
I'm turning on that story. I do not believe it now.
I believe the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't believe the end.
Yeah. Oh, a strange man's in my house. I just dropped my towel. Let's have sex now. I'm so turned on by it.
His story was true right up until his internet connection went out. The whole rest of the story was made up in his little rich fantasy world. That's what happened there.
Let's go to Elizabeth in Orange. Good morning, Elizabeth. Welcome to the Kevin Beach Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi, what do you do?
First of all, thank you for the referral to the gun store in Vegas. I had an awesome time there about a week and a half.
How much fun is shooting those machine guns?
Oh, my God. I shot an Uzi, and it was amazing.
Yep. That's the best.
That is the best.
So the main reason why I'm calling, I heard on Monday and Tuesday you guys talking about Bean's blog.
Yes.
I'm me.
Oh, you're me. She's one of the people that responded to Bean's blog.
This broad. I wish you had turned the Uzi on yourself when you were in Vegas.
And I think, weren't you like, I'm so jealous that you're surrounded by all that cuteness? Wasn't that you?
No, I am the one. It is ridiculous. Is it ridiculous to say an immediate smile and tears built up?
Yeah.
And
yeah, we hated you. We were very, very angry at you.
You are, in fact, a whore.
Can I explain why I have the most amazing love for Tater Tot?
No.
Gosh, wish we had time for that story.
Sure wish we had time for that, but we just don't. Let's say good morning to Irene, who, by the way, was in the top three of Miss Double D's.
Yeah, she was one of our finalists.
Oh, she sure was.
She was Irene. Finalist.
I've been happy if she had won. May Unfortunately, it didn't work out for her this year.
Irene was the one who crafted the original poem about the Kevin and Bean.
That's correct.
That's right.
And then forgot the words when she was on stage because she had drank too much.
Cocktails.
Now, before we hear what Irene has to say, Kevin, how much time do we have on the clock? Because we got new rules. All right, 2 minutes. Go, Irene.
Okay, what did you guys?
Hi.
What did you?
What did you?
Hi.
I just wanted to say we were pretty out of control backstage.
You think?
Yeah.
And I think Alex handled it so amazing. She's like
yes,
my
hero.
She did.
Yes,
she did.
Well, what happens is when everybody gets nervous, they start drinking. And when you drink and you're nervous, you haven't had much to eat, then you get really drunk.
Well, the thing is every time we sneak out, every time Alex would, like, leave from back there, and we go to the bar, and guys were practically, like, shoving drinks down our throats.
Those weren't drinks? no, listen, I totally agree with you. Alex did a great job. So did our intern, Miss Cleo. Yes. She was back there trying to keep everybody from killing each other.
Actually, it got really crazy towards the end.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody found out that they didn't win. I mean, after I went off stage, I kind of like had my own little pity party in the corner. But I know everyone else was just like, clawing at each other. And
oh, yeah, there was
like,
cursing and there was throwing of things. And it got really ugly really quickly.
Sweet. Irene was very disappointed to not win. And you were a fantastic contestant. And I do hope that you'll apply again next year for Miss Double December 2009. I really hope you do it.
Thank you. I will. And you haven't seen the last of me because hopefully I'll be around still.
That's what we're talking about.
I really want to go to the singles parties and hang out with you guys.
Okay.
Okay. Fantastic, Irene. Thank you for calling.
We already have some plans, so that should be good.
Yeah. All right.
Good ones.
I want to thank Jeffrey Ross for joining us today, the Roastmaster General. You can see him at the Irvine Improv on stage for 2 shows tonight, 3 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. Go to improv.com for details.
We'll see you at the shows this weekend. Monday morning, we'll have a full recap of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007. Plus, we have Harvey Levin and Adrian Curry from Playboy.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Smoke weed.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm really stoned. Sorry.
Roll another one.
You know, I got some weed at work today. You know,
just like the other one.
Smoke weed.
This one seems to be about to quit.
There's one is bad.
And I need another hit.
Our pal Cat Corbett is coming up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. Why not stick around for new music from The Shins? Also, Blink-182. We got Paramore, STP, and more. And don't forget, webcast at both shows this weekend. Please enjoy.
Roll.
don't still sound like a pothead, do I?
This one seems to be about management.
What was that?
I don't have another cent.
Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
What was that?
But the one guard that joined.
Munchies.
Just pass it around.
God damn it, I love pot.
But the one guard that joined, my friend. I just pass it on down.
Cut. Print. That was perfect. Great job, everybody. Great job.
Well, I will see you Monday.
Well, that's our show. Hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you enjoyed watching the most embarrassing moments of our lives broadcast across the country. I'm sure these mental scars will never heal.
Now get out.
Seriously, go away.
No, really.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Stop.
Cut.
Go
outside.
Do something.
What's next?
Go do something.
Go to work.
Get a job.
Thanks, everybody. Suck my d***. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
This is